elevators, escalators, moving walks. They're known as people movers, and they're everywhere. As you watch it, you'll not only learn about some of your system's functions and features, but you'll also pick up some very important tips.
You bastard!
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
All right, yay! It's Carlito, and let me get this right, Brad, Matt, and Turbo, correct?
Hi!
Hi, everybody. Collectively, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. I'm glad y'all can make it with me. Y'all can drop out whenever you want. Jump in whenever you want. I don't care.
Hey, Eric Days. Yeah.
Baz is on also, I think. Hey, Baz.
Yeah. Hey Baz.
We'll try to do this without talking all over each other. Brad gets shy when too many people are on.
He'll
just drop out. I want Carlito
ever
all to myself.
I'm going to use a urinal right next to him. You know, even if there's a whole row, let's see what happens.
Yeah. And act like you're peeking over. Turn your head, but don't move your eyes.
Really do it.
Anyway, look, I'm looking for numbers here. I'm looking for a city. Anybody want to name a city that we can call today?
Well, I have a couple I'm partial to, Sacramento and Boise.
Boise, all right, home of the Albertsons Corporation.
Yeah. People in Boise are just fucking weird.
Oh, there's Chillicothe, however you pronounce it, that one time. It's in Iowa, I think, right? Hang on. It's an up-and-coming city.
What about calling a ghetto?
I'm sure this place has a ghetto. Let's find Martin Luther King Boulevard or something.
People in the ghetto don't pick up their phones.
Yeah, but the businesses do.
If they do, they've got bleeping ass fucking smoke detectors that need batteries. I watched this thing about Chirac, about them killing people. You know, all the young kids, and like five of the households interviewed in that thing had the beeping smoke detector
This
20-minute thing, and I'm like, you fucking goddamn people.
Yeah, I brought that up on a recent show. That's a big sign of someone living in the ghetto who just doesn't give a shit, you know? They're just, you can't be bothered to they'll just live with the beep. Live with the beep, yeah.
No. They just learn to live with it, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's what you do.
Yeah. Does crack smoke set off smoke alarms?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, good point.
Yeah, but you're inhaling all the good stuff.
Deep in my house, they're like, I'm taking the batteries out within, you know, 5 minutes.
Did you have, like, meth smoking neighbors once, Brad, or something like that? Didn't you say that? Wasn't that you?
Oh, yeah. Usually, I'm here in Albany. I mean, everywhere I live.
Wow.
It's a thing here.
It follows you.
Yep.
All right, I'm zooming in on this Chillicothe, and then I like to, after we strike out here, then we'll do Boise. Boise sounds good. All right.
Seriously, people there are insane.
I can see
racist
that.
There.
I can see that. Ooh, here's a place called Simply Spoiled. There are like no businesses in this town. What is this? Good God, Simply Spoiled. All right, I have no idea what they do. It's a beauty salon. Perfect. If it's a white beauty salon, I'll ask them where the black one is, and then that might be a good indicator of where we can get some ghetto numbers from. So here's a good start. There we go.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Well, so much for that. Here's Griffin Flooring Installation instead.
Hello.
Hey, AMD, stop making Pentium processors. I was so bummed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you
have? AMD stopped making Pentiums? That's awesome.
Yeah, they don't make Pentiums anymore. No, it's been a few years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they got the 2500, you know? Linksky 2500, that's what they're making now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I could get you like two of them. I found they fell off the truck.
I think I want three of those.
You want three of those? And what are you going to use them for flooring? How are you going to do that? You going to shove them up your fucking ass?
No, I got a tablet that's got triple core, triple processor.
And what do you? How does that help you out with flooring? Is that for watching your pornography in the side when you're not doing real work?
No. Well, I draw my drawings with it.
Oh, you put a...
I'd be that much quicker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What really pisses you off? The president?
Hello, who is this?
Oh, this is Cross.
Okay, who's Cross?
That's me. Yes. Yes, who's calling?
Are you selling?
I bought a list of local people who need computers. I bought it off this guy, Lysol. And I'm setting up a business. I'm doing cold calling, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
From Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have caught me when I lived there.
Oh, yeah, you did? Did you know Brad? Do you know RBCP? I'm not supposed to say his last name. Do you know him?
Nope.
You ever heard of him? Oh, he's a big guy in Oregon. Brad, say something. I don't know what to do to this guy.
Hi, I'm Brad. I'm kind of a big deal.
Hmm.
Yep.
Maybe Matt can piss you off. Matt, try Matt.
Hey, what's up, jerky? Hey, shitneck. Iowa. Where is he from?
Iowa. You retard.
You're in Chillicothe.
You just insulted me. That was the biggest you could insult me. I'm no Norwegian.
Yeah, yeah. You, fuck you are. You sound like a Norwegian.
You're Chillicothe, Iowa, right?
Hey, shit for brains.
Can I try him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you said you got triple core on your that tablet thing of yours?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you heard triple processing, yeah. Man. They're all quad-core,
yeah, I mean,
too.
You need that extra processing power for your homosexual chat rooms.
Who is this anyway? Because you ain't selling a thing to me.
Excuse me, sir. I fucked your mom.
Well, I know that. That's why my youngest brother looks weird.
He's got fetal alcohol syndrome.
I took a shit in the Bible, and I ate it like a salad.
Hey, man, do you have your green card, sir? Immigrants like you need to produce valid green cards to be able to work here.
I think Brad's name
in the United States.
Yeah.
Brad's name is what? I think you found out who you are.
That guy there is John, man.
Hey, Joe. Shit, John.
When are you coming over? Last time you was in Kansas City, I dodged you. So when are you coming over?
Yeah, John. Busted.
The fight's on. John. Fist fight.
That sounds just like Wiederman, man.
Wiederman.
Who, me?
Come on, mm-hmm. Brad, a.k.a. Wiederman. Why don't you talk?
The jig is up, Brad. He's on to you.
I'm scared. I don't want to talk now.
The yig.
There he is.
You said you were gonna fight him earlier.
Shoot. He tripped over.
Yeah, you're a real big man on the phone, you piece of shit. You wanna fucking meet up for a fight or what?
I don't even have to act big. If you know who I am. But John will trip over his man.
Oh, who are you? Are you some big time celebrity out there in the fucking cornfields? You piece of shit. Fucking man up and meet us somewhere.
You keep it in Iowa. Oh, shoot. Come over on 80 and I'll meet you.
On 80? 80 to what? What's the mile marker?
Mile marker?
Yeah, we're...
Mile marker. First, you got to get to Missouri.
Hey, give us some fucking directions, you tongue-tied motherfucker. Big man on the phone. Big man on the phone. Telephone gangster right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're gonna come over. We're gonna Roger you in the bum.
Yeah.
Yep. We're gonna have Pack take your eyes out.
Yeah. Let me try to hold this phone in my shoulder here while I keep laying my flooring.
What are you masturbating?
That's what he, laying flooring means when he jerks off and comes on the floor.
With this core computer.
You need to get better reception. You're talking over each other.
Hey, how many cores does your asshole have?
Do you jerk off to Bob Vila
when we rape you?
Did you ever read Wood Magazine?
I like the vague threats.
Oh shit!
I think that's the only way he can maintain an erection
is by sniffing the sealants that they use for the flooring.
He's almost there.
I'll keep him there on the line. Yeah, I zoomed out of that area and there was a good number to call, but it's gone. Here's Phone Guy, Brad. This is right up your alley, Mr. RBCP. Phone Guy. I have an idea.
The audio is all weird.
Yeah, I'm having trouble. I think we got too many people connected, maybe? I don't know.
Listen.
It's whenever I start.
I don't think I'm going to make any money on this phone call today.
Oh, no, I got money. I got some money for you. I'm gonna get some.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do. I'm serious. You guys.
Six
I'm
sorry. We
have corn holy old lovers. Connected or is no longer
in service. Listen to that. Fucking place. So where you're in Chillicothe? How do you pronounce
he's
it?
Gone.
Oh, he's gone. Fucker.
Did he call us corn holy old lovers?
I don't know. I was gonna call.
He did.
I was gonna make a rude joke about the phone show to the phone guy, but he did not pick up. Yeah, I don't know. He's all about the money, that guy, and would not get angry.
Why does the audio keep being echoed?
There's a big echo.
Yeah. I'm going to retry the Skype thing. Hang on, I got an idea. I'll be right back. Pardon me.
He is.
I'll be right here.
Stay. Okay. We are doing pranks. I'm just reconnecting Skype here for the guys to join back in. It just logged in now. Go ahead and pull that up and get back into that conference we were just in. My good. I didn't have that many numbers already dialed, so I could have was able to do it this way. All right, Brad, you're connected, right? I think I got you already, and Big Baz. The other guys will connect at their leisure, I suppose. All right. Okay, I think I figured it out.
Yay.
We'll see. See if it holds. I'm just going to name out things. If any of you hear something you want to prank, let me know. I got a Sonic Drive-In. We got a Walgreens. We got a funeral home. Got an agency of some sort here.
Beautiful homes are always hilarious.
Yeah. Or was a hoot. I'm going to call United Country Graham Agency Machine. I have no idea what they do. Oh, they do real estate consulting. It sounds like a bullshit, you know?
Sounds like bullshit, you know?
Exactly. Thank you, Echo.
Calling United Country Graham Agency. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday by appointment only. Please leave.
Bullshit. Probably one person operation who's already out right now. Showing houses like a motherfucker. All right, restoration services instead. That doesn't work. I've got Thunderbolt services. Holy shit.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
You mean you don't know?
Thunderbolt?
No. Says internet service provider.
I bet it's real fast, like a thunderbolt.
Because those are fast.
Yeah. Even though thunderbolt, that's kind of a good.
That's first. Stupid. It's the lightning that's fast.
It's lightning that's a bolt. Lightning
but
is
it's
a bolt.
Well, calling lightning a thunderbolt, though.
That's stupid. That's very inaccurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Because today it's the lightning that makes the thunder.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of them.
Exactly.
You're trying to get a hold of lightning.
Yeah, is this Thunderbolt machine?
Thunderbolt services.
Yeah, exactly. Thunderbolt internet service machine. What's supposed to be so fast about a Thunderbolt? First of all, it's a lightning bolt, not a Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's pretty slow because lightning happens first, and then you have to start counting to see how far away you are.
He's gone. He's like, yeah, another one of these.
All right, I picked the wrong name for the
shit again.
Yeah.
How many times a day you think dorks call with it?
Damn.
Actually, shit, the speed of light is quicker than the speed of sound.
Yeah. The speed of sound much is quicker. I mean, Mach 1. We'll never reach the speed of light, but Mach 1's been broken for decades now.
That's preposterous.
Thunderbolt services.
Yeah, Mach 1's been broken for decades now. We'll never reach the speed of light. It's impossible. And he's gone. All
right. Fucking Christ.
Why'd I let my 6-year-old son name my company?
Take a Thunderbolt, Daddy. The Jesus makes in the storms.
Okay.
That's our secret time when I play in bed with you.
How about Tooth Fairy internet provider? Tooth Fairy internet service. Or I'm a kitty cat. My 2-year-old niece says that all the time. I'm a kitty cat. That'd be it. All right, here's the I don't know if they'll answer. Hopefully they do. This is the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Nice. I am the great eagle.
Reminds me of Borat, where he's like from the Church of the Hawk or whatever.
No, we worship the eagle, the great bird. Oh, fucking answer.
Eagles.
Yeah, is this the Fraternal Order of Eagles?
That's what it is.
Okay, I am the great eagle.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I have come back. I'm coming to Missouri.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be making an appearance, and we're going to do the dark mass.
The what?
The dark mass that we do. We're going to do the a dark mass.
Okay.
Yeah, a dark religious service that I preside over as the great eagle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to eat bald eagles, too. We're going to catch some bald eagles and fry them up and eat them.
Okay.
And then we're going to fuck some bald eagles also. We're going to fuck them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And then you become Thunderbird.
Okay.
And the great bird sun sky. The great bird rises in the sky every day.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the Fraternal Order of Eagles, asshole?
Hey, asshole, why don't you just shut up?
Can you other people join in, please? I'm not doing very well with him.
Yes, I would like some, sir. I would like some membership information. I would like to join.
Motherfucker.
Would you prefer being called a cloaca? Because that's what an eagle has instead of an asshole.
Hello?
Sir, you're dumb. You're a dummy.
You're an anus opening.
Poop and pee comes out the same hole.
Well, their poop is their pee, and they fuck in that hole. They lay eggs in that hole.
God,
it's like an all-purpose hole.
Dude, it's awesome, that's a man.
Dirty fucking hole.
Hey, Eagles. Hello. Eagles are one input men, aren't they? Your members? which input's yours? Out of the two.
This call's been recorded.
Is it being traced?
Oh, has it?
Oh, do we sound good?
I don't think so.
Are we going to cut?
And this number is coming up, so.
Oh, my God.
It's coming up.
Oh, shit.
No, we're blocking it. We have a blocking.
Now, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. Not dealing with the Eagles. The blocker doesn't work when it comes to Thunderbirds. fucking Christ.
This is John.
So, I guess we'll have to turn this over.
He didn't say what he's doing recording this. Maybe he's just going to cut up what we say and turn it into like a rap song or something. Like, yeah, Thunderbirds coming out of the sky. It's fucking you right in your eye. You know?
Yeah. Fucking you right in the eye. You ever heard of Coinbird? No. What is the fraternal? What is it? I gotta pull up their website. I just want to see what do they represent.
Yeah, like who are they associated with? I've never heard of.
They're kind
of
like the elks or the.
Yeah.
What do they represent? The elks, the moose, the deer.
I had somebody that was a moose. He left. He died, and he left all the money to the fucking moose too. He's like a great like cousin. It was crazy. He had all his money left to the moose.
They're all
great,
arms.
Great space moose. Please take my money.
Great space moose.
A great space coaster.
Well, their site is here. It is. It's foe.com. If you guys want to look yourself, they got a pretty nice looking website.
Does it have like an animated GIF of like an eagle swooping down?
No, it's got their home join donate. I mean, NASCAR is, they got a tab for NASCAR. I don't know why. It's just NASCAR.
They're like, my dad's in the Lions, you know, the Lions Club.
Yeah.
So it's probably like that. You know, they just a bunch of old guys that do, service and stuff like that.
There should be an RPG strategy game with all of them.
Wait, the Eagles were founded in Seattle. As
there you go, you might be an Eagle.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, we should call. Are there any other organizations in the city that you're calling?
It's easy to find out. I can just look up fraternal.
Oh.
Fraternal.
And they claim credit for establishing Mother's Day.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of those fuckers. So they're probably like the floral industry or something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
We could call another one and then tell them that, say I'm with the Eagles and I hear that you're poaching members from our organization.
Poaching. I get it. You're poaching elephants.
Or say we're from the Falcons and we're taking their shit over.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. I want to mess with these Eagle guys now. Now I'm interested. Let me find some more Fraternal Order of Eagles. Let's look in Seattle. Let's find their home, their headquarters, the main nest, as they call it, probably.
Yeah.
The Fraternal Order of Eagles. All right. I'm looking it up. Fraternal Order of Eagles in... Oh, wow. They got a whole bunch of... them in Washington State. They're all over. Here's one. You're gonna set this one out, Baz, because you're from up there in Washington. Are you scared?
Yeah.
And he's also scared. Eagles.
Because Eagles will come after you.
They're circling the house right now.
From the Ravens.
Woof.
See if we're from the Crows. Fuck that.
Bark with me.
God damn it. Hang on, I'm pulling up another one.
What's happening? I just got back.
You're back to the Echo Machine.
Welcome back to Echo Machine.
Is it since I joined? Is it my fault? What? Or...
No.
Okay, then.
Echoplex 2015.
I thought it stopped doing the Echo. It's still doing the Echo?
Microsoft Ruined Sky.
Okay, this number's not even connecting.
Thank you for calling Monroe Eagles. If you have reached this message during business hours, 3 to 10 Monday through Thursday, Friday, 3 to 2 a.m., Saturday, 3...
The 2 a.m.? What the fuck are they doing?
It's like probably like old veterans hall that has a bar and shit. Yeah. And
secret rituals or something in the middle of the night.
Dark masses, right? That's what they do?
Just all yeah. Just infiltrate it and make fun of them on the air.
Yeah. Record their secret ceremonies.
Yep.
And the makeup that it's some kind of evil shit.
The Echo really bad.
Yeah, it's whenever yeah, I whenever it's I start
getting worse.
Whenever I start moving the map around, it does that. And when I stop, it settles down.
Weird. No. Similar.
Poor.
Ah.
Maybe someone else could post it on my Facebook.
check my connections. No, I'm not using port 80 or 443. That shouldn't be it.
North Mason Eagles, this is Bree.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from the Pigeons. I represent the Pigeons. I also have a representative.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Fucking shit. Yeah, I'm calling from the Pigeons.
You're calling from the Pigeons?
Yes, and also we have an alliance with the Falcons.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and we're not very happy because you guys have staked a pretty big claim to this area.
Okay.
Yeah, like we need breeding room and all that. And there were some eagles picking on some of our members recently at the town square, the Pigeons.
They started, is this for real?
Yeah, they came down. They were like, what the F-U-C-K are you doing here? The eagle said to the Pigeons. They're like, what the F-U-C-K? And then they started swooping down and pecking. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my computer shows that you're connected.
Who?
My computers are showing that you're connected still.
Yeah, what about it?
I'm with the Pigeons, and I also have members of the Falcons with me. We have an alliance. And a group of your Eagles were in the park the other day, and they were picking on us Pigeons. You there? Oh, fuck it. Call them back. Stupid idea.
They're afraid. Obviously.
North Mason Eagles, this is Bree.
Yeah, I'm going to put Dr. Baz on the line. Go ahead, Dr. Baz, please.
Yeah, hey, this is Dr. Baz. We have a problem, you know, with the we're the Pigeons, and some of the eagles are coming and they're trying to mate with our women, and it's basically creating hybrid strains.
Lucky, you dumb son of a bitch. Goodbye.
Whoa. Yeah, outsmarted on that one, Baz.
Hybrid strain.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
You lose.
Well, tell them that we wanted the Eagles to mate because they're smarter, so it'll increase the
chance. Put on a Harvey Birdman, our attorney at law.
A hit called me a dumb son of a bitch.
Dumb son of a bitch.
Is that man in the suit? Who's that guy?
Sounds like he crunched an empty beer can after he said that. They won't answer a third time, guys. Sorry, we'll call different eagles then. We can stay on this eagle pattern if you wish.
Yeah, sure.
We need to find where eagles dare.
The path of eagle.
It's a good misfit.
Can I try dropping you, Zax? Because I don't know. I'll just to see if that may be contributing. Maybe it's too many
people. Sure thing, sugar tits.
Sorry, buddy.
I'll go. Bye, everybody.
Bye, I love kids.
Go away, rapist. Bye, go away.
All right, let's see if that helps. Maybe that's it. It's my resources.
Ling the Englishman.
All right, a different fraternal order of eagles. Right? Right. Okay, this one's in Puyallup. Puyallup? Any word on Puyallup there? Baz, ever heard of them?
Puyallup.
Sure, whatever, man.
Puyallup.
Puyallup. That sounds like...
Everybody from outside of Washington calls it Puyallup.
Okay. Anything good? They got good chocolate there or something? What are they known for? They got Break Factory?
Not really. Break. It smells like horse shit there. And cow shit.
Break Factory.
What, they manufacture brakes?
Yeah, it's a big break.
Hello, thank you for calling the Puyallup Eagles, Area 2308. For the manager, press 1. For the bar, press 2. For the area secretary, press...
Bar can't be open. It's too early, right?
One moment, please.
Bar's open at 7 a.m.
Eagles drink when they want. I'm an eagle. Hey, the greeting should be caw-caw, by the way.
Caw-caw! It's a sign for danger.
Should be like, thank you for calling the Eagles. Caw-caw! Let's hear it.
Hello, you've reached the manager's extension for Area 2308. Sorry, okay. She's unavailable to take your call.
Area 2308. Areas.
Could we eradicate them by spraying some DDT?
Some DDT, yeah. Soften their shells.
Melt their eggs.
Yeah. I can. All right, I'm going to do one more here. I'm going to look on the West Coast. You think there are any of these Eagles over in New York? Who knows? I suppose.
Yeah, I thought it was a cunts.
National organization.
Like everyone else in New York, yeah.
They fit right in.
Auburn Eagles.
Yes, Kakaw.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm putting Dr. Baz on. I'm sorry. How rude of me. Go ahead.
Oh, no. No, it's quite all right. Yes, this is the Auburn Eagles, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling with the Renton Pigeons. We've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems that some of your members have been coming into our turf and causing trouble, stirring up problems, being threatening and hostile to our members. I'm going to put my attorney, Mr. Robert Turbois, on the phone. And he's going to discuss the pending. No, you're going to listen. Otherwise, there will be additional
Hello,
charges.
This is Robert Turbois. I'm an expert in bird law.
Target hung up.
Damn. Target hung up. Abort, abort. Target hung up.
Yes.
I reacquired the target.
Yes, sir. I'm putting my attorney, Mr. Robert Turbois, on the line. I highly advise that you listen to what he has to say.
Yes, this is Mr. Turbois.
No, you will listen to him.
I am an expert in bird law. Hearken to my voice. Hello, sir.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
There you go. Well, he said that the Auburn Eagles, said that was with the Renton Pigeons. Renton is just like,
it's just north of
5 minutes up the road from, yeah, I could from see Auburn.
Yeah, I could see that on the map. Yeah, good stuff. Is the Skype call better? It seems to be better to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much better.
Seems like it's the ghosts on the wire settled out.
Is that goddamn limey fucking everything up?
Well, I think it's just the limit is...
Yeah.
The limit is 3 or 4. Then it, for me, on my machine, on this, the one that I run my Skype on, it's an old laptop, so... I need to upgrade it. I'm gonna take my wife. She doesn't even use her laptop, and it's a little faster than mine. I'm gonna gank that shit.
Switch
it out. She won't notice.
Yeah, she probably won't. You're right. I'm just gonna get it. She's always on her stupid Kindle reading
this one.
She's always reading the sex stories on the Kindle, the sexual things, the bondage stuff. Oh yeah.
Oh. 50 Shades of Mauve. Yeah.
That bullshit. Yeah.
She doesn't need that many gigahertz for that.
And then I beat the shit out of her one time. Like, oh, yeah, you want to do that? Yeah, we can do that, honey. Oh, yeah.
I heard Spray's going to put some erotic fiction up on his BBS.
BBS.
Nice. BBS. Yeah, he's starting a new BBS.
I got detention in high school for connecting to the BBS once on one of the school computers.
What's his name? Icebreaker? Icebreaker's BBS.
Yeah, Icebreaker.
Does he really have a BBS?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his kid.
All the cool kids do, man.
It's like a hipster thing now, you know?
Your call
like,
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Man, that's
I'm going to start like a retro thing.
It's coming back like vinyl, you know?
Wow. I'm going to call my BBS the Thunderbolt Realm.
Nice.
Thunderbolt BBS.
Oh. I used to run the Shmoo BBS.
It's going
to
have wares.
All it was smut JPEGs, and I'd like rotate them out daily. Because I used to just card of sites where they have like the CDs and you could just take the pictures and do a batch download while I'd be out all day and then be like, all right, there's new shit, guys.
Here's a bicycle place in a town called Sammamish. You ever heard of that town there, Big Baz? Sammamish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds funny. Sammamish.
Sandwich?
It's actually a nice, it's actually an upscale area.
Are there good sandwiches there? Sandwich. This has got to be.
There's a Subway.
Yeah.
And they drove out the natives.
There's a Krispy Kreme there.
Unlocked cars with a lot of rich shit.
All there is now is one Subway. There used to be all these little nice sandwich shops.
Hello, this is Bike and Ski.
Yeah, you're in Sammamish?
We are.
You stupid son of a bitch.
What's that? Why that?
You're a fucking asshole for living there.
What can I do for you?
I fucking hate you. You can go fuck yourself.
We're calling from Issaquah.
Fantastic.
You know what? You guys are dicks.
Dude.
Every time we drive over there, you guys think, oh, I'm so big, I'm so cool because I live here in Sammamish. Well, sounds we're not like going to take it anymore.
Sounds like you need a job partner because a lot of us got work to do and you're wasting my time. So.
Works for suckers, queer.
Yeah,
all us Sammamish people have jobs. La, 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 la.
You're doing real work selling bicycles. Yeah, okay.
He's happy to be working. Yeah. Gives a fuck.
Yeah. We get our food and shelter from the Great Eagle, sir.
The Great Eagle is speaking.
Yeah. We're enlightened.
The Great Eagle opens his wide wings. All right, he's gone. I'll call him back. I'm going to tell him about the Great Eagle's beautiful wide wings.
Issaquah is like the next town over.
Oh, yeah. I bet when they play each other in high school football, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Bike and Ski.
The Great Eagle opens his big wings and its feathers cover you and they protect you from everything.
Oh.
Trying to work. I don't got time to be protected. I got work.
The truth hurts. That's why you hung up.
I got bicycles to sell. Okay. That's the only business I see here other than the schools. Is there McDonald's?
I thought there's
there?
A Krispy Kreme there.
Come on. Yeah.
But you know, I don't know if Sammamish actually, I don't know. It's like where I live. I'm in an unincorporated part of the county, so my mailing address is actually different than the community that I live in.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Mm.
I used to have that deal going on.
So. I used to live in the unincorporated, so I'd have to have the sheriffs come to my apartment and kick in the door
with a
trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, if we call 911, we get the sheriff coming over.
Yeah, I used to live in unincorporated Orange County, and it was always, the sheriff instead of the city police, which is actually better because they were actually...
Orange County, Florida. Okay.
Yeah. And not California.
I blanked for a second there.
Nope. There's two of them. All right.
Yeah, I mean...
You mean? Don't be mean. How does the library not answer, right?
What library are you calling?
Sammamish.
Thank you for calling the Sammamish Library.
Yeah.
Press 1 for open hours and location. No. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available librarian.
I was going to say son of a bitch library. That'd be stupid. That's all I got right now. I'm really calling it in today.
Ask if they have 50 Shades of Gray. Yeah, so it's okay if I take it in the restroom.
Yeah, that son of a bitch library.
So it's almost like he's heard that before.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, you guys do the book one. Cause just ask for a dirty book. Ask for, like, you know, fuck you, motherfucker, like I used to.
The Sammamish Library.
Yeah, do you have the 50 Shades of Grey book?
Do we have 50 Shades of Grey? Let me take a look.
Son of a bitch.
You sound like Sulu, sir.
I do.
You sound very erotic.
Are you Asian?
You can read that erotic fiction to us?
Read what you're reading right now. Read it out loud.
You know, it's bullshit that Sulu never got his own series. I'm just saying, man. And, you know, it's good that you're working in a library at your advanced age.
Yes.
I'm sorry that I said son of a bitch library to you, okay? When you hung up before? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's not why I hung up. It didn't sound... I'm not coming... Oh, wait a minute. I actually didn't sound like anybody was there.
You said you're coming?
So...
You're not coming. Oh, fuck yeah. You said you are coming or not?
I thought he said he was coming.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Sir, actually, I had a question regarding that book. Are you allowed to take reading materials into the restroom at the library?
We don't check, so...
I mean, I don't want to actually check the book out. I just want to take it into the restroom and... read it there and.
No, you know, I think that's probably
maybe do maybe do some maybe do some other things because it's a it's a dirty book.
I fraud with the book.
It's an erotic book.
I do frauding with the book.
Let me ask if he knows. Check it out and then go in the shitter with it. Just tell me you want to check it out.
Hillock has experience with this game.
Yeah. I've whacked off in libraries to weird books before.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, my grandpa.
That's not a normal thing.
Library.
Yeah, do you know what frauding is? You know what that act is? It's when you rub penises together, it's frauding. So I do that with the book. I open the book and I put my penis in it and I rub it back and forth. I had to get it out real fast.
Poor Sulu.
He's like, oh my. All right. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is right down the street.
Hmm. Wow.
I'm sure they're going to be super peaceful and nice, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, asshole.
Probably. Yeah, they probably aren't going to get real. Yeah. I will give you $10 to anybody if you can get them to be pissed off. I will send you a money order for $10 if you get one of these guys to yell or curse.
Sounds like a challenge for Matt.
20 for cursing and 10 if they get upset.
Hey, shithead. What's your fucking problem? Huh?
Who's speaking?
This is Matt fucking Hillock. Who are you, idiot? Cult.
What do you want?
I want to fucking yell at you.
Hello.
I want to yell at you. You piece of shit.
You're bunchoed.
Hey. Stupid.
You lost a bet.
You cost me $10.
You lost a bet.
What the fuck?
I'm not playing.
They're chanting.
Who is it?
Water running through it. Sorry,
asshole.
Sorry,
are like, cunt.
We're calling a pump room. Are you in the pump room?
I think he's taking a dump.
He's taking a shit.
Stupid.
Maybe it was...
Hey, stand up for your fucking religion, you piece of shit.
Huh?
Satanism.
Stand up for yourself.
Hey. Get down.
I can't see ya, buddy. What's going on?
I'm trying to upset you.
Huh?
I'm trying to get you to get angry.
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone, okay? Because I don't know what you're talking about. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, he said. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get that him to yell. He sounded like he was just a trainee.
Yeah, he was on the verge.
He sounded like a trainee. He's like, I still got the anger, you know?
Dude, I think I need to go be a Hare Krishna motherfucker. Those fuckers are peaceful as shit. Yeah.
Well, this says hello. It's like calling the Philippines. Like, hello?
Yeah.
No offense, Baz.
No.
Hey, Baz, you know that...
She wants you to bring him in.
You're the one with the wife that's Filipino, right?
Baz. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, Andy, the guy that started the show with me, my best friend Andy, you know,
yeah.
Florida?
Yeah, Armor Andy. Yeah.
He's in the Philippines now to meet the girl that he met online, and he's going to marry her and bring her over to get her citizenship.
All right.
Yeah. He pulled the Baz. I'm a little worried about him.
Well, no, I didn't go that route.
No.
I met my wife here.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, he went. He's like, I'm going to go over there like a pervert, you know.
He got that coconut fever.
I kept telling him he was a pervert. He's there now. And
usually older men do that. Like the older American gentleman will.
Exactly. With
marry a young income. Filipino and bring her back.
Yeah, with disposable income. But he's a young guy in his 30s, young 30s. Well, he's what? Two, I think he's like a month younger than me. And, he's in the union and he decided he wanted a mate. So he's a weird guy like that. Like, he would never talk about girls that hooked up with me. Like, no, he was like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I thought he was gay for a while because he never wanted to talk about it.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, buddy.
Tamagotchi one.
Message is forwarding. Please state your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Okay, no answer from the dog training down the street there. And as we explained earlier, you, Matt and the rest of you lost a bet where you could have won $10.
Yeah, I know.
Matt, you owe Carlito $10 now.
Now you owe me sure. $10.
Whatever.
Mail that off today.
Whatever.
Yeah, PayPal it right now. I don't give a shit.
$10 worth of art.
Checks in the mail.
Rock Meadow Equestrian
Center. I can't open a checking account and it comes up suspected fraud and ASCII art.
Oh my god, okay.
You can Western Union it to him.
Yeah. If you got any gift cards lying around from Christmas time, you can send those to me. $10 to Starbucks that you never go to. All right, Rock Meadow Equestrian Center. All about horses.
You know, I'm going to have to go into that Sammamish library and see if that guy actually looks like Sulu.
Yeah. He's got to be Asian at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's actually not that far away from me.
Thank you for calling Rock Meadow Equestrian Center, located in Sammamish, Washington. We're sorry, but no one's in the office right now to take your...
I'm sorry, too.
They could have been internet stars.
Yeah, they could have. For a moment, they could have gotten some free publicity, but nope.
I mean, I drive through Sammamish when I'm on my way to... do you guys have REIs on that part of the country?
Yeah, it's like the mountaining shit.
Yeah, climbing, yeah, hiking,
like camping. Outdoor gear.
Yeah.
All right.
So I have to drive through Sammamish to get to the closest REI.
So you drive and you pass the Krispy Kreme, I'm guessing, off the highway? Because I just found the Krispy Kreme here.
Yeah, is it near I-90?
Yes, it's right off of I-90.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yep.
All right, I'm calling that Krispy Kreme right now, as a matter of fact.
Now, is it a real Krispy Kreme? Because they're the ones where they actually make the donuts, and then they're the ones where they don't make them.
They just kind of drop off.
No, they actually
donuts,
make them there.
Oh, okay.
They have the hot donut light that they can put on when the donuts are hot.
That's what's up. And the shitty coffee. But that's where you get. Because I hate them. Like, you go to Target sometimes and they got Krispy Kreme and it's a day old and it's...
Oh. Yeah, no, this not is the same,
real,
day old.
Real Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Real Krispy Kreme store.
Good. Well, here it is.
Got to get them fresh.
With the sign. Yeah, you're right. The sign. Yeah. That's a company that...
Thank
over-
you for calling Krispy Kreme. It's a clock. The Krispy Kreme drive-thru and lobby are open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sundays and 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturdays. For directions,
please hold a moment.
Is the clock Krispy Kreme? This is Sandra.
Yeah, I need to buy a bag of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys have the bag?
Yeah, we have the 12-ounce bag.
Yeah, it's like the big bag, right, for the whole office?
No, we have a 12-ounce bag of coffee.
Okay, 12 ounces, yeah. And does it have, like, the where the coffee comes out? Can I attach something to that?
Attach it? No, it's just a little 12-ounce bag.
All right, because I want to try
to... Like you...
I have one like of those... Fucking shit. You know, I got one of those hand vacs in my car, you know, like the battery-powered vacuums for clean up the messes in the car in my van here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to get, like, a coffee enema, so I'm going to connect it, put it in reverse. It's got a reverse button that blows out to clean out the crevasses, you know?
Yeah, we don't have anything like that.
Well, I do. I'm saying I've got a vacuum that goes in reverse, and it has a tool that gets the crevasses off, the dust out of the crevices on my dash. It's like a tube, right? So I'm going to connect your bag of coffee into the hand vac, and it's going to go up my asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good
so,
job with that.
Well, do you think that'll work? That'll work out?
I don't think it'll work, but maybe you can call another store and see if they have it. Well, maybe
I could just put the bag in my ass and squeeze, or
I don't
would
know.
That work? What temperature should coffee come out?
I'm sorry, but we can't help you with that.
I command you to answer the question. No. Fuck.
I like how she told you to call Duncan Doe.
Tamagotchi says that you need to add him to the contacts.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme Issaquah. The Krispy Kreme drive-thru.
Please hold a moment.
So they just have the powder coffee for sale, not the liquid coffee.
Issaquah Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, listen, what I'm saying is I'm in a van, I'm driving to work. I'm on I-90. And you
I'm
guys,
sorry, we can't help you with
this. I know, I just got to get that coffee. Part. I need to I'm get sorry. It up my asshole. Come on. Like all of a sudden,
I can't help you with bodily parts.
Like some businessman driving in a van, all of a sudden, I got to get coffee in my asshole. Oh, there's a Krispy Kreme. Let me call them. There's a Starbucks right next door. Let's call them. Yeah,
she's happy selling donuts to give people diabetes and get their feet cut off.
Yeah, like me. All right. Or Starbucks. Come on. Starbucks.
Yeah. I can't eat the Krispy Kreme donuts anymore. They're just too fucking sweet.
Yeah, they're like caked with sugar, man. It's like they're in syrup almost. It's crazy. I wish they would make a sugar-free... Someone would make a good sugar-free donut. I've never had a sugar-free donut. Glazed donut. It's impossible. You can't make a sugar-free glazed donut. Unless they come out with some the perfect sugar replacement.
Thank you for choosing us, Fred Meyer. How can I direct your call?
Yeah, is this a Starbucks?
You want to need to speak to Starbucks?
Well, who are you? Who are you, the concierge or something?
Customer service desk.
For what? You're the Starbucks Fred customer Meyer. Service? You're confusing.
Sorry, what was that? You're breaking up.
Oh, you're in a Fred Meyer, is it? I'm trying to get
Issaquah,
a hold of,
yeah.
I'm trying to call Starbucks. Who are you? How did
Starbucks?
You? Why are you on their phone?
I don't know. Let me transfer you there.
Now, what are you doing on their phone?
This is the customer service desk.
Yeah, but this is Starbucks phone number, not Fred Meyer. Who's Fred Meyer? Who is that guy? Why is he connecting to the Starbucks? Who does he think he is that he's taking the line? RBCP is a big fan of Fred Meyer.
Starbucks, this is Brandy.
Yeah, why is there some other guy answering the phone over there?
Nobody's answering the phone. It just rang.
Some guy was like, "Oh, I'm my name's Fred. Fred Meyer." I'm like, "I'm looking for Starbucks, asshole." Like that, I said.
Oh, I don't know. If it's the first time I got a phone call here. They must have. I don't know. That's weird.
I'm traveling to Washington. You know, I'm in my RV.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are up the road. You guys are off of 90, right by the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Well, there's two Starbucks. There's one in the parking lot of Fred Meyer's.
Fucking
and one
shit.
To Fred Meyer's.
Fucking shit, man. What are you? Which was the better one?
What? We're both good. I'm not too sure.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Are you good?
We do a pretty good job here. I think we're good. We're inside Fred Meyer's.
Yeah. Are you good?
I like to think so.
Oh yeah, me too. Hey, listen. So maybe you can help me out, big girl. What I'm looking for, I need a coffee in my asshole, like a coffee enema, you know. And I already talked to Krispy Kreme, and they said they have a bag of coffee, but they won't give me any. They won't sell it to me now because I told them what I was going to do with it. So, do you guys just do cups, or do you have like a large amount for like offices, like in a box or a bag or something?
No, you'd have to go to the Starbucks in the parking lot.
And what do they do though? Shit, damn it! What do they do? What
so
do they?
So they can sell it to you by quarter pound, half pound, whole pound, 2 pounds.
So 2 pounds of coffee right in my asshole,
yep.
Then? Like, it's got to be brewed, you know?
Sure, that's right, yeah.
Can you guys put a few cubes of ice in it, too?
Say again?
You can put some ice cubes in it, too?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Anything else for you?
Hey, this is David. I'm his brother-in-law. I'm traveling with him. We're on a family vacation. And he's been complaining of... digestive distress for about the last 200 miles, so we really need to get this done. Will they insert the tube into his anus through the drive-thru when we pull up?
Probably not. You could ask them. I'm sure that would be interesting, but probably not.
I mean, because we need to get this done because he's stinking up the whole damn RV.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty.
Oh,
nasty
yeah, I wouldn't even want to be in there with you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he clogged up the, you know how the RVs, they have the toilet in them? He clogged it up with shit. There's shit everywhere.
You sound fucking hot.
Oh, man.
You know, you sound real sexy.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I have a line of
yeah, would you like to too. Join us? Would you like to join us in the RV?
Nice little ass.
You know, I get claustrophobic really easily, so, but thank you for the offer.
Yeah.
I mean, we could spray some air freshener in the toilet.
No, I'm good, so thank you.
You ever heard of the Fraternal Order of Eagles?
So you guys have a nice day. Okay. Have fun, and don't get in trouble.
Okay.
She kind of rocked.
Yeah. She was kind of nice, yeah.
She was like, you guys have a good day and don't get in trouble.
Yeah, Baz, yeah, go over there having an affair.
Vaguely amused.
Go over there having an affair with her, Baz. Go do that. And let us know.
What's that?
Go over there having an affair with her and let us know what's up. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, yeah. We'll do it.
Like, okay, no. No, thank you. I don't need that drama. Brad, you still here? You okay, buddy?
Hi, Carlito.
Hey, big guy.
I'm still here.
He gets shy when there's more people, like I said earlier, so he is.
Yeah, I've been blushing nonstop for an hour now.
I've been laughing.
That's what I've been blushing nonstop?
Yeah.
Blushing.
Because he's embarrassed and shy.
All right, here's the boarding house.
Strangers. He gets nervous around new people. Tamagotchi needs to be added to your contacts.
I don't have his contacts. He didn't send me a contact request. Did you send him the right one?
He didn't send you a contact. He's typing to me.
Make sure you send him the right one. Thanks, Brad. See, this is what we're doing here.
There you go. That's how you make the big money.
And I can drag him over.
Son of a bitch!
Hey!
Fucker!
Hey, boy. Alright.
Asshole!
Alright, so
this is Katie Kay!
What's his face? Ed Rosenthal.
I'm Ed Rosenthal. Let me put you on my wife. Here.
Hello, dear. How do you do? I had long gone, sir.
Thank you, Tabachi, for derailing the show.
Always a pleasure. They say I sound like Popeye. Now let me put you back on with Ed.
Oh, beloved.
Ah, she's a darling little thing.
Okay. Good. I'm looking for another town. I'm tired of Seattle. Sorry, Baz. We're moving away from there.
South Carolina.
Okay.
South Carolina it is. South Carolina wins.
You know, if you want some numbers, I got a couple this morning.
Okay. Cool. What are they?
They're a haircut place.
Very nice.
Here, tasting them now.
Thank you.
Hey, what time is it in Singapore? It's probably.
I don't know. I'm sure Google will tell you. You can go to Google.
Well, we called. Trill and I called this apartment in Singapore yesterday. We asked for a random room 305, and the guy ended up telling us the name of the person that is renting that room, and that they're a group of Thai gentlemen. But I don't think their office will be open right now.
We should also try to find my friend Andy in the Philippines. Find his hotel and then give him a hard time and make him break up with his girlfriend, his fiance. All right, so Ralph wants a haircut for a senior?
No. They all got haircuts today.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yes.
He's a senior that got a haircut.
Okay, you know, the thing with these big franchise haircut places is they always push. I don't know if you noticed, but they will call you a lot if you ever go to them for surveys. And every quarter, like for every region, whoever gets I think it's once a year, whoever gets the highest on the surveys gets a cruise for the whole staff. Or I think for like the whole state, for a whole region, but the regions are massive. Whatever it is, they always get real excited about the surveys. So this is funny that you got this. Okay, Big Ralph, a senior.
I've been cutting my own hair for 19 years.
How do you do that? How do you just buzz?
Shave it, yeah. Clippers, no guard.
No guard, wow. That's crazy. And you just let it grow out and then do it again?
Yeah. actually, even when it was long, I used to shave, like, I did, like, the, I just had it growing out at the top, you know?
Yeah.
So I used to just shave it around there.
Brad, you want Ralph? You want to do one?
Whatever.
Do one, because you got...
Okay.
Tell us your shit about the shampoo, too.
He said what? She said what?
They put shampoo on you, too, at this place all the time. Like, don't you need shampoo?
Do you hang out in a lot of shitty Erica places?
Hello?
Hi, is this Marcia?
Hello?
Hello, is this Marcia?
Yes.
Hi, you had a haircut here at our location this morning?
Yes.
And got the gift card and everything? And,
yes.
I'm the manager. My name is Kevin. And, I just wanted to apologize for, what the lady did to you.
Well, she didn't do anything wrong. I mean,
well, I think she was hiding it from you. She was doing the, like, saying these incantations, like satanic witchcraft things while she was cutting your hair and doing these hand motions and stuff. And we don't normally, we don't support things like that. We didn't know she's doing that.
Where are you calling from?
We're at the location here. You were here earlier in Hardyville? River Crossing?
I'm sorry?
At River Crossing.
Yes. But I don't think she did anything wrong.
Well, she was. I think she's hiding it from you. You know, like when you weren't looking, and she's just saying these incantations under her breath. And you know, we caught her in the back room, like making pentagrams out of moose and stuff.
Okay.
And it's like seriously, it's got to stop. We're trying to, but you know, I think she might have done like a hex on you.
Okay.
Basically, I think you're a child of Satan now.
Oh, yeah, fine, okay.
But I just wanted to apologize for that.
Not a problem.
And I can put the district manager on if you want, and he can maybe set you up, like he can increase the value of the gift card that you bought, maybe?
No, I'm fine.
Yes,
let it
hello,
go.
I'm the district manager. Before you go, real quick, I just wanted to get out. We're really sorry. She's Wiccan, you know, and she did this to one person already. She had a coconut. And she had it like behind them, and she made like a little figurine, and she was doing the incantations, everything like that. And then, after that, that person fell down and broke their ankle really bad, and they're going to be out of work for like 5 months. She did it on purpose.
I don't know whether this is a hoax call or not, but
no, it's not.
I did not have a problem with the girl this morning, and the fact that you came in with an unknown number makes me very suspicious.
It comes up as different numbers. We never know which one it comes up as. We're from a corporate office. We're the corporate people from the machine. You understand?
Marcia, she made a voodoo doll with your hair.
Yeah. She cut a lock of your hair in the back that you can't see. And she was in the bathroom. She was masturbating with it. Like she was masturbating. She was sniffing it, smelling it really deeply.
And what do you want me to do about it?
She made a soup. She mixed it with ramen noodles and put it in the microwave with water. And salt, and it made like a soup with her hair, and she drank it, she passed it around to all of us. She made us all spit in it, and then she said we all...
I don't believe any of this.
She
so,
said none of us could
you know,
leave.
Unless you want to give me a number
she
that I can call back and confirm
could,
with corporate,
she,
I don't believe any of this. And
said,
you're not going to scare me.
Bitch,
you know, I'm not going to deal with this.
She said no one could leave just, until they drank the soup at the end of the
I'm
day.
I'm telling you, I'm hanging up.
Okay, I'm just warning you. You need to drink the soup.
Wicked women put period blood in stew? Does that make the soup?
You could say that's the only way to get rid of the curse is drink the soup.
Yeah. She boiled over ramen noodles.
What the fuck? Satanic
incantations. I'm the voodoo doll way to talk to you.
Hi, Tabachi. Hey, Tabachi's here, everybody, if you didn't know.
Hi.
Hey.
Let's try Big Ralph again. Big Ralphie. Ralphie.
I think Ralph will be more gullible.
All right.
Oh, because he's a senior.
Because of course. Yeah. And his name is Ralph.
Ralph.
Look at what your mouth does when you say that name.
Ralph is that little.
Hello.
Yeah, where's Big Ralph at?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from the hair place machine. He came in earlier today. Had a senior haircut. We had some news for him about the haircut. We wanted to apologize.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
Okay, honey.
We have some issues with the
you hearing it in, honey?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Who is this?
I'm calling from the haircut place. You came in today. You had the senior haircut.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, I want to apologize. We reviewed the tapes. There was a complaint about the person who cut your hair.
No, I had no complaint.
Well, someone complained after you left. And we reviewed the tapes, and we saw that the person, they cut your hair. She left you with a bald spot in the back of your neck. Like, she cut off an extra piece, like a big patch of hair on purpose. So you have like a poof. Now you have like a poof in the back of the head now. She ruined your hair.
Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Yeah, this is Ralph. Yeah, when she did your senior haircut, and she cut it wrong. She, on purpose, she left you with a big, triangle bald patch. In the
Where?
Middle, in your back of your head. Can you see it?
Hang on just a minute.
Yeah, that's what she didn't want to show it to you, so she didn't give you the full view in the back like she should have. And I said, why didn't you do it like you're supposed to? And then I reviewed the tape. And she was saying, like, I did it on purpose. I hate old people, she said. And I wanted him to look stupid, she said.
Okay, come here.
Okay.
Is there something wrong in the back?
Nothing I can see.
He said there's a bald spot somewhere.
There's a poof. A poof.
No.
Huh?
No.
My wife's just checking. She says, she didn't see anything.
There's a poof. Tell her it's a poof. A poof?
He said there's a poof in the back.
A poof?
Who was it that cut my hair? What was her name?
Well, we kind of can't give it out. She's licensed, I can tell you that. And if you come here, you can talk to her. But we're not allowed to give that information because of the, you know, sexual predators and stuff like that. It's a HIPAA.
Right, hang on,
Hang
on just a minute.
HIPAA, yeah.
He said it was like something that she missed?
No, she did it on purpose, and she said, God damn it, like that.
God damn it, yeah. Son of a bitch.
No, my wife is checking the back of my head and everything, and she said, everything is fine.
Yeah, because she does satanic rituals with the hair. She makes a lock of it. And she's going to, like, go to the bathroom. She masturbates with the hair. She smells it and all that. And then she makes a soup with the hair at the end of the day from the floor.
I don't know what this is, but
sir,
is a joke.
No. Excuse me, sir. This is David Soswell. I'm the store manager. This is not a joke. This is an ongoing problem we've been having with her.
What's the name of the store?
We're not allowed to give out that information, sir, for security reasons.
Give out the name of
It's great.
I mean, you were here this morning. There, I said it.
Okay. Well, that's where I was.
Yes, but we've been watching. We've been monitoring all of her activities via our closed circuit television, and that's why we noticed that she had given you the poof on the back that my associate just mentioned.
Did you say the cuttery? Is this the Great Clips?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I don't know,
sir,
I don't know what the...
Because a previous client
here,
today, a previous client today, she actually shaved an image of a penis on the back of the man's head. So you're sure you don't have a penis on your head?
No. I don't know.
And also, sir, we noticed that, you know, when you get the haircut, they put the... Sir, I have another issue that I need to discuss with you. Sir, you know that when you get the haircut, they put the smock over you, you know, to keep the hair from getting on your clothing?
Yeah.
We were reviewing the security footage on the camera, and sir, it looked like you were, we saw some motions coming from, like, your, to be quite delicate, your crotch area. Were you doing something nasty underneath that smock while you were getting a haircut?
I think this is a...
Sir, were you masturbating?
You had an erection. A clear erection was showing up in the video also when we put it back.
Sir, this is now? I cut your hair? I'm really sorry for what I did. Will you forgive me?
This is some kind of wind-up call. She's looking at the back of my head, and everything's fine. He said it's a poof.
She's explaining poof. No, I don't see anything there.
What the fuck's a poof?
I don't know. I took that from Jack Vail on YouTube. He goes around and, like, he tells people in Walmart, you got a poof on your hair. Poof.
and they're like, "Oh, poof." Christian.
Yeah, I know he is, but it's just stupid. He's like, "Oh, poof, poof."
Yeah,
and they're "Oh my God,
I hate being a Christian."
Yeah. Anyway, here's Big Jenny had a haircut. Matt, why don't you talk? Call as a drunk executive. It's always fun.
A drunk executive.
Yeah, tell you're a drunk executive for great clips, and that you're dumb playing golf, and you're calling her. There you go.
Yeah.
You're in the clubhouse right now.
Yeah.
Hey. Matt fucking Hillock.
Matt fucking Hillock.
Dialer's here with us.
Tension on the line.
Social tension.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Hello. Okay. Big Sue, the last one.
Okay.
Sue.
I'll try. People don't like me. They don't even want to pick up when they know I'm going to talk to them.
No, I'm sorry. I'll keep it ringing there a few more times. We also got air gas specialty products. To a bullshit. All right. Air gas.
Hey, let's see if we can call the God bless you lady, because she doesn't take calls at night anymore.
God bless you lady? So you got to get
Jesus. Did anyone ever tell you they love you? Jesus loves you.
Okay. Yeah.
The old black lady? I'll add it maybe. Next.
All right, that's ringing funny. I don't like the sound of that. There's a coyote.
You don't want to call. Come on.
What now? Oh, boy.
Here, this one.
All right.
Hail Satin.
That is no longer in service.
Oh.
She cut it off, dude. She got her number changed because of you. That sucks. All right, here's an air conditioning place. All right. Yay. Baz, are you still going on later, or are you considering this your show? You should go on later.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna go on. I don't think.
God, quitter.
I have to go to the. I got to go to the library and to Krispy Kreme and things like that. And some Amish later.
It's echoing again.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Kennedy's. This is Michelle. How can I help you?
Fuck yeah, I got a problem with the air conditioning here. It's not working. And I need you to come over here. I was like talking to the air. I was like, you motherfucking air conditioner. And I kicked it a few times and it came back on.
Okay. Can I get your address, please?
Yeah. It's going to sound like it's peeing. You know what I mean? When it turns off, it pees. And I open it up and all this water was coming out of the hose inside. Oh. And it was like ice inside of it too. That doesn't make any sense.
Can I get your address, please?
Let's see here. How do I answer that precisely? I don't really live here. It's an apartment, first of all, so I'm not the owner. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm almost, hang on, shut up.
Let me get your address first.
No!
Me
first!
I'm talking!
I'm talking first. Okay? Listen. I'm not a roommate. I'm not on the lease either, you know?
Okay, well, in order for us to come out, we have to have permission from the homeowner. Whoever owns the home, we have to have permission from that person before we could come out.
Yeah, but I'm also civil rights. I have civil rights, you know? And
yes, you do.
The window was open.
We have to have permission from the homeowner before we come out.
The window in the back was open, and I came in, and no one's told me in 2 months now to leave. And all of a sudden, the air conditioner stopped working. And the lights stopped working, too. But I need you guys to fix the air conditioner first, because summer's coming, and it gets fucking hot. You know?
Yes, sir. I understand that. But until we have permission from the homeowner, we cannot come out. There are legal reasons.
Okay, I'm the homeowner, then. I'm the homeowner. All right? I'm the homeowner. I promise I'm the homeowner. Just come out.
I'm sorry. We can't.
Come on. I'm the homeowner. I command you. You can't do this. No.
I'm sorry. You just told me you were not the homeowner and tenant. You can't turn around and say that you're the homeowner. I'm sorry. We can't come out.
I'm going to put my homeowner on the line. Homeowner, go ahead.
Hi, I'm the homeowner. Come fix
this. I'm sorry. Until somebody else calls and says they're the homeowner and can identify the name from the home.
I'm the homeowner. We're at 123 Fake Street.
Okay, sir, I'm going to hang up
come
now,
on, sure,
and if you would like the homeowner to come out, then you can have the homeowner call me.
The homeowner will come out? What are you talking about? He'll kick us out of here. Just come here and fix the fucking air.
The lights are out also. but the air conditioning in February is
shit in the toilet.
Squatter's rights, yo.
Yeah, squatter's rights. All right. Here is a place called Garden of Love.
Garden of Love?
Garden of Fuck.
This is Garden of Love, personal care home. So he's not able to take your phone call.
Holy shit.
That guy's got an awesome voice.
God, man. This sounds like Barry White over there.
Garden of Love.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Garden of Love?
Yes.
Oh, good. Listen, the beds, are they single or twin or queen?
Excuse me?
Hey, this is Garden of Fuck, right? Well, the beds single, twins, or queen size?
Excuse me, I don't understand what you're saying.
The beds, your beds there, you know, the beds in the rooms?
What about them?
Are they single size, twin size, queen size?
They're twin size.
All right, so you can get, like, two people on there to fuck, right?
No, we can't put them on bunk beds. They personal care at home. Yeah, no, you know, they have to be on the floor.
But this is Garden of Fuck, you know? Garden of Fucking, that's the name of this place. It's where you...
It's called Garden of Love.
Garden of Fuck, you know? You take a girl there and you fuck her, you eat her ass out and everything.
You what?
Eat her ass out, you know? Eat her ass out, you know?
I'm a what?
You know, you put your mouth on her asshole and suck on asshole and lick it a little bit and stick it
what
in
you
there.
Talking about, man?
You never tongue-fucked a bitch?
You said, man, who are you trying to talk? Who do you want to talk to, man?
Oh, is the guy, the charge nurse there?
Is who?
The charge nurse.
Hey, call me with some knowledge and I'll talk to you. All that mess, what you talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. So call me with some knowledge, man. All
right, I'll call you back with some knowledge.
All right.
All right, bye. What the fuck?
It's echoing bad again. Damn. Maybe it's because you don't remove these calls. That's what happened when I used to be on the network.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to call let you know Jesus lived in Egypt for a significant portion of his life after he was run out.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Call somebody else with all that.
You said call someone with knowledge. Call back with knowledge. I gave you some knowledge.
I
have a request.
My father is a pastor. I know all about you.
Listen,
you
boy. Listen, boy. I need to talk to the charge nurse. All right, we're gonna try something else. Bitch. Understood. Thank you. Okay. Tabachi's here making stupid noises, and Baz reconnected. Everyone else dropped out like assholes.
What a bunch of fuckers.
Yeah, totally. All right, now we're gonna see if this new little format I'm trying to follow works. The last one did not. This isn't looking good. I'm trying.
First Brian, may I help you?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? God bless you, honey baby.
Yes, fine. How are you?
No, I said God bless you, God damn it.
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I said God bless you, damn it. See, the pastor, usually these places that the pastor picks up the second time because she's a well, we wait for that to go down. Here's the...
Thank you for calling First Brian Baptist Church. Sorry, we are...
Stupid bitch, I was talking. We're calling now. Instead, we are calling Ships of the Sea Maritime Museum Machine. Thank you.
Woo! Ships of the Sea.
Hey, I get... Is the toilet number around? The toilet museum? You think they're open right now in India?
No.
Oh, no.
Middle of the night, bro. Oh,
damn it, man.
Ships of the Sea, this is Adele.
Hey, honey, how are you? God bless you.
I'm fine.
You guys got full boat machines there?
We have what?
You have full examples of full boats there? Because I get real excited when I see a big boat. A gift.
No, we have ship models inside of the museum. We're in a 19th century.
Ships
models, artifacts are inside.
All the shits. You have all the shits there and all that?
No, just the ship's models.
The models with the shits.
Yes, yes. We don't have actual shits.
You don't have the shits. You don't have the shits there themselves, models of the shit.
Right.
Okay, fuck yeah. All right, good. And then do you have restrooms there? Is it handicap accessible?
Actually, we do have restrooms inside of the museum, but we're not real handicapped because we have stairs.
Okay. But yeah, I don't care. I just want to be able to have nice room because I got a wide stance and I want to bring one of the models of the ship in there with me. I'm going to fuck it, you know?
You wanted what?
I'm going to sit on the toilet with one of the models of the ships. I'm going to put it in front of me.
You can't because we have great big ships and they're all, you
know. That's why I need a big bathroom because I'm going to fuck it, you know? I'm going to fuck it. I'm going to fill it with chicken livers.
Can we bring baseball bats into the museum?
Okay.
Can we?
Can we bring that?
No.
Because I want to break some stuff.
What about matches? Matches.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I like to play with matches and model ships. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to fuck the ships. I'll call her back. Maybe I shouldn't. That place is on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Who wouldn't know?
Ships at sea. This is Adele.
Yeah, and you guys are on Martin Luther King Boulevard, right?
Yeah, we are.
Do you have a lot of Africans there? A lot of Sub-Saharans?
No.
Okay, I was just curious. You guys are like north on MLK, so it doesn't get that
bad. Yeah, what we have, if you're handicapped accessible, we have a little button down here that you call, and then we have somebody come out and help you, because, like I said, we do have stairs.
And then you fuck the boats, right? You pick them up and you put your... Whatever. I don't know why she started talking normal. Hey, look, right down the street.
Yeah.
Carlitos, Mexico. I want to do that. Baz, please do something.
Okay.
This is Carlitos. How can I help you?
Yeah, Carlito. Can you put Carlito on the phone, please? I've got a problem. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is Carlito available?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is this Carlito?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. I was eating in your restaurant, and I'm calling from the restroom. I'm stuck. Uh-huh. I'm stuck in your restroom.
Uh-huh.
I can't get out.
Okay.
The door closed, and I'm stuck. I'm banging on the door as hard as I can. Can you hear it?
No.
Yeah, and there's a chicken in here. It won't let me out. It's blocking the door.
Inside the bathroom?
Yeah, there's a live chicken.
Uh-huh.
It won't let me get out. It keeps pecking at me and trying to bite me, and I don't know what to do. I'm getting pretty alarmed now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Where did this fucking chicken come from?
From your ass, maybe? Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna kill the chicken, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to stick the fucking chicken up your ass.
Uh-huh. Come and do it right now?
I'm going to. I'm coming right now. I'm going to kick that... I'm going to kick the door down.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to come and I'm going to make you fucking eat this dead chicken after I shove it up your ass.
And make sure you do it.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to pull your pants down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go out into the restaurant. I'm going to go, "Hey everybody, look at Carlito. He just fucked a chicken in the ass, and I pulled his pants down." Everybody's going to laugh at you.
All right.
They're going to say, "Oh, look at that dumb fucking Carlito."
Are you retarded or something?
Yes, I am, sir. I am. Yes, I am. I'm disabled. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Uh-huh.
I am disabled.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that. And I am on drugs.
Okay.
And I'm also drinking heavily.
Huh?
I've been drinking tequila. I'm drinking tequila.
Oh, you're drinking?
I'm drinking your.
Okay. Uh-huh.
No, I'm drinking your tequila. I snuck into the bar and stole a bottle of tequila.
Uh huh.
I stole a bottle of Patron.
Okay.
Patron Silver.
Silver.
And I was in the restroom drinking it for free. Aha! Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, take that. I'm drinking all your fucking expensive tequila.
Okay. Are you done? Because I'm like working right now, and if you're going to come and do whatever you have to do, you know, I'll be here waiting for you.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen when I come in?
Oh, no, we're not going to take this inside. I'm going to go outside and do what I told you I was going to do.
Okay, yeah, well, you want to meet me out in the back?
Sure, whenever you show.
Well, I'm there right now.
You're in the back?
Yeah, I'm there, yeah.
Oh, well, go around and...
Behind the dumpster, finishing off the bottle of Patron.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kick, you know, we're gonna have a fist fight.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me put you on.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. I don't have all day.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
It's Sandro.
Yes, this man was speaking very rudely to me. I'd like to complain. I'd like an apology. He was threatening me. He said that he was going to stick a chicken in my ass, and he said he was going to make me drink a bottle of Patron, and I don't drink alcohol.
Who said this?
I'm a Mormon, so I can't drink alcohol. It's against my religion. Carlito, he said he was going to make me drink the Patron.
Who Carlito?
The guy I was just talking to, you dumb fucker.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the rude service I'm getting in your damn restaurant.
Okay. So, what's going on?
I came in, I wanted some chili rellenos.
Uh-huh.
And this guy told me to fuck off, and he's going to make me drink a bottle of Patron, and said he was going to stick a chicken in my ass.
A chicken up your ass? That's crazy.
Yeah, he threatened me.
And
I'm scared.
I hear a chicken. What's going on with the chicken?
I don't know. That's the chicken.
What chicken?
I don't know. There's a chicken that I'm in your restroom. I'm stuck. There's a fucking chicken in the restroom.
There's a chicken in the restroom?
Yeah.
What restroom is this?
Your restroom.
Our restroom?
Your restroom.
Our restroom, there's a kid.
Look,
there's a chicken in our restroom.
Take the cock out of your ear, man, and listen.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't you hear the fucking thing?
Yeah, I hear the chicken.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What'd you guys do? Get like a deal on some live chickens, and you just slaughter them when needed and make them into enchiladas?
So you saying there's a chicken on our restroom?
Yeah, and it won't let me out. Blocking the door of the stall, it keeps pecking at me. It's trying to bite my cock.
And so you complain about Carlitos wanting to suck a chicken up your ass.
Yep.
And who was
he? Carlito threw me in the restroom and threw the chicken in and then locked the door.
Okay.
He said, Carlito, take that.
So there's a chicken
Carlito's
in our restroom.
Carlito's a fucking asshole.
Here, give me a second.
No, hurry up. I'm getting tired of this.
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to now?
I'm sorry, you're speaking with James? Would you like to speak with our manager?
Yeah, put the manager on the phone.
Okay, sure. I don't know what's going on. Carlitos. Carlitos.
Yeah, is this Carlito?
Yes, Carlitos.
Yeah, are you Carlito?
Yes, sir.
How many people are you going to have me talk to? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I mean, can I help you? They don't understand what you're saying or what you're really on.
Yeah, I'm complaining about the fucking chickens in your restroom.
You complain about the what?
The chicken in the restroom.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. You keep live animals in your restroom? Is that an acceptable way to run a business?
No, it's not.
You know, it's against the health code for one thing. You know, I'm trying to take a piss and fucking chickens pecking around. I might get, you know, the salmonella. I might get it in my urethra. And then I'm going to get sick. Yeah?
Yeah. And but we'll have to do the restaurant with the salmonella.
Yeah. Well,
you get salmonella when the chicken is not cooked properly.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking live chicken. It's not been cooked. What do you think?
Oh, well, who do you let know when you come here?
Well, I'm here. I'm in the fucking restroom. I'm stuck.
Oh, you're stuck in the restroom? And you said you got salmonella because of the chicken?
The chicken won't let me out. It's blocking the door, and it's aggressive. It's pecking at me. It's nipping at me. And I don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated. Nobody understands. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Can you come in here and choke this chicken with me?
I mean, but I don't see anyone in the restroom, sir.
Can you help choke my chicken? Yeah, I can hear somebody fapping in the back. Somebody's choking their chicken. Are you choking your chicken?
What are you talking about?
Talking about chicken machines.
Hey, and that's fucking shit.
Is he choking your chicken? Hey, what the fuck is your problem?
God damn. It just got louder and louder and louder there.
Yeah, fuck. I was getting tired of that shit.
I know. I was trying to find an out. Sorry, buddy. All right, here's a Johnstone Supply. They're a big company of supply machines. They're all over the nation. They provide parts and supply machines for people. And here we are, connecting to them now. Yeah. 99% certain the building you're in right now has something that came from Johnstone Supply. Motherfucker. Hey, boy, how you doing, motherfucker?
Yeah, man, what's up?
I got a PO number. It's 285714 machine.
Wait a minute, 2851?
714 machine.
But I don't even know who this. When you answered the phone, I heard you, but I didn't understand what you said.
I said, "Hey, how you doing, motherfucker?"
So the PO doesn't mean anything to me because I don't know who the hell this is.
Mother shit, fucking ass, you know.
285714 machine. That means absolutely nothing other than maybe Jim or somebody that really waited on you, that really probably cared.
Well, what if you type out machine?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We have a machine. It doesn't go. We have to make the machine go.
Mm.
It doesn't go. So we need things to make it. We're looking for things to make us go.
Hmm. A machine that don't go. Sound like you need to get a job over here at Johnson. You work in a warehouse. We'll start work your way up from need to bath. He's mopped today if you want to come and do that.
Okay, and what's like the pay?
Well, I don't know about AF negotiate. Depends how good you are. They'll probably try again and see how good you are and pay you accordingly.
Well, I know how to make things go, you know? I'm pretty.
So what you want to do is PO.
You tell me. I need you to put it in the computer. It's 285.
I don't know who this is. I have no idea how to put it in the computer. I can write on a piece of paper, lay it on the counter.
All right, go ahead and do that and see what happens.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I can't put it on the machine. I can't put it in a computer under 285714 machine means zero to me.
Look, I'm out here. I'm in the field right now. I'm at the consulting place.
I don't know who I'm talking with.
I'm with International Chicken Consulting. I'm supposed to fix the machine. It doesn't go. They gave me your number. It's your part. It's, you know, we need to get this settled. And it said the PO number is 258714 machine.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking. Let's see if Jim can maybe help you, because I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, and fuck Jim anyway, right?
Are you in the office, Jim? I don't know who this guy is. He acted like he tried that. He's tried out.
Have you taken the one?
It's Jim.
Hey, listen, we can't make the machine
go. Hello?
We're trying to make the machine go.
I cannot hear you.
Now turn the machine down.
I can't hear you. I can hear is some noise.
Hey, that was the machine. We're trying to make it go, but it won't. I was too close to it. I can turn it back on, but I have to have a little lower. You know what I mean?
What machine?
The primary machine here. I'm at International Chicken Machines, and the primary machine isn't going. So they gave me your information. They gave me PO number 258714 machine.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Look up International Chicken Machine. Did you hear that? We got to get it fixed, boy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you, United Chicken Machines?
All I can assume is that this is a joke.
No. No, sir, I'm here in the field and the machine doesn't go, and they told me I had to call you about this part that's incorrect. We want to pick up the part before we close tonight, before you guys close tonight. 2587.
Like I said, I have still have no idea what you're talking about.
The PO is 25871.
PO for what?
It's the
what
part,
company?
Parts order. International Chicken Machine.
There, I don't have any account under that name.
Did you look it up? They're a bigger company. I'm at the chicken ruined the room.
Sorry.
He's like, no, that's fine. I had to get out of that. You did good. He's like, oh, I got to get out of this. Click. Sorry, I'm looking for a new number here. Murphy's Law Irish Pub. Nah. There's a place called...
What city are you calling now?
I believe I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, okay, yeah, still Georgia.
Yeah, we're in Georgia. There's a tattoo place. They're always like really like fuck off, and they hang up at tattoo places. They don't have patience for that shit. Here's a cafe, a pub, a burger place. I don't know. Carriage Tours of Savannah, Georgia. Let's call them about a tour.
Let's that'd be cool.
Call them about the horses mating, right? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll take you by the plantation so we can see the slaves picking cotton.
Right. Yeah. All right. I'm going to try a new ambiance sound here in my hospital operation room one. I haven't used it yet. I don't know if you have, Baz.
I listened to it, but I haven't used it.
All right. Well, I'm trying it, big guy. Here we go. I got about a half hour left in me, and then I've done 3 hours. Baz, you were supposed to go on after that, but, you know?
Yeah, but I think since we've been pranking, I've got other things I need to do. We'll see. We'll see.
Whatever, man.
Carriage Stores of Savannah.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling you from the main machine. United Veterinary Machine. Hello? Hello?
You're calling about what now?
I'm calling from United Veterinary Hospital Machine. We're performing surgery on a Lipizzaner horse right now. And we need a blood transfusion. Before we lose the horse. We need a blood transfusion before we lose the horse machine. Would you be willing for us to come down there and get a transfusion? We'd be willing to pay you or masturbate the horse for you or whatever you need. I'm sorry, let me step away.
No, I don't think that's something I'd be comfortable with.
No, listen, we're going to lose his Lipizzaner horse. It was Hitler's horse, and we're going to lose him. We can't lose this horse. We're in the middle of gallbladder surgery.
Okay, no.
We're in the middle of gallbladder surgery on the horse. Please. We just need some horse blood. We're doing a transfusion. Please. We just need to test the blood types of your horses, and if we have a match, we'll pay you money. But please let us save this horse machine. Please.
No, I'm not.
This is
That's not something that I can authorize.
He's a legendary horse. Is there someone there I can talk to? Please, this is urgent. Don't you hear they're working on him right now? They're losing him. They're going to lose him in about 2 hours, they think.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. You can try calling one of the other stables around Savannah. There's nothing I can do for you.
Are you the owner?
No.
Can I get a hold of the owner?
No.
See, now the horse is going to cardiac arrest, they're afraid.
Nurse, we've got code blue.
You got a code blue on the horse.
Yeah.
They got a code blue on Beans.
Okay.
The horse is named Beans. Please, come on. All right, asshole motherfucker.
No.
You're killing him. You're killing him, you motherfucker, you.
Again, charge it up again.
I hung up on him. Or he hung up. All right, anyway. Does this sound legit? Does it sound like we're operating on a horse in the background?
Yeah, it sounded like an operating room.
He's a fucking horse. He was torn. He's like, I can't. All right. That's a good idea. I like that. Okay. Ice cream ETC. That means et cetera. Which
yeah.
Means and more
you know
stuff.
That code blue. Is that code blue? I think, is that the one where the cardiac arrest?
Yeah, that's when everyone runs. Like, code blue, yeah.
Yeah, when my wife was in the hospital last year with pneumonia, she was having some heart thing, and so they put her in the cardiology unit. Yeah. It turned out it was nothing, but, you know, every day I would be up there visiting her, and every day we'd hear the code blue, you know, about four times a day, and then you'd see them come in with the big, the cardiac team would come in with their big emergency response cart with the defib.
Yep.
It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, I know, but because you know what's happening. Yeah, I would hear it when I was in the hospital this last time. I heard it. It's about once a day you hear it, or I'd notice it once a day.
Yeah,
it's always like an old lady would say it. Like it was the same old lady any time of day. She was saying code blue.
Wow.
She'd like say the room number, I guess, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They called some kind of code on me when I had that heart surgery. When they took a look at the scan and they saw my heart was surrounded with fluid. The guy freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
The guy freaked out. It wasn't a code blue, but whatever it was, like, they like jumped into action. And I remember the nurse started putting a new IV in me, like a second one. And I'm like, okay. She was like real nervous. And I was like, so I'm guessing this isn't good news. It's like,
yeah.
And she wouldn't tell me. She's like, we're going to have the cardiologist speak to you. I'm like, so it's not good news. She's like, I can't say. I don't know. We're just going to have the cardiologist. Like, okay, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was some scary shit. All because I had
bronchitis. Yeah, I'll bet.
All because of bronchitis, motherfucker. Just my luck. And then I break my ankle a few months later. I'm calling. I don't know who this is. It's someone in Savannah. I forgot who I copied. Ice cream. Yeah.
The number you have reached, 911.
911 is out of service. Okay. A song over here. A different song. Okay. Naming out what I'm looking at here. If something jumps at you, let me know. We got Wet Willie's City Market. That just jumped out at me.
Wet Willie's.
Wet Willie's City Market. We've had some okay pranks tonight. Today, rather.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Been all right. We lost Matt. Matt never reconnected. Try him again.
Yeah, he sounded pretty sober. I mean, as for Matt.
Hello.
This is City Market. This is Britt. How may I help you?
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Huh?
Hey, boy.
Hey, is this Wet Willie's?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just in there shopping for some food, and one of your employees came up and tried to give me a wedgie.
What?
Yeah, the guy in the produce, he came up and he tried to give me a wedgie.
I don't think it was our store.
Yeah, I think so. He thought it was funny. He was giggling, and then he ran into the back room, and you know, I don't know how you run a business there, but that's pretty unprofessional, I tell you that.
Well, I would like to promise you it wasn't our store. We haven't even had a produce guy.
Willie. Yeah. But anyway, he fucking pulled my underwear up into my butt crack. My ass.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I highly doubt it was our store.
It was your store. Are you calling me a liar?
No, I'm not calling you a liar, sir, but we haven't even had a produce guy come in today.
Yeah, well, I'm shopping with my roommate, and he witnessed the whole thing. Eddie?
Eddie?
Hey.
Eddie, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
I'm going to put Eddie on the phone. He saw the whole thing.
Hey, fuck.
Hello?
Hey, fuck, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
The guy, yeah, he came up to Dr. Baz. That's my buddy, my roommate. He pulled down his pants and underwear and everything. He's like, hey, ooh, wow, look what you got here. Let's see what you got here. You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I can see your little bird, little birdie, he said to him. Like that. I see your little birdie, your worm, he said.
I would like to promise you that it's not our store, sir.
I'm certain.
He told me he wanted to pet me like his little chicken.
Yeah, he said, you want to be my little chicken and all that? And he was petting his head really hard, like petting it and pushing the hair down really hard.
It's creepy.
He was like, oh, yeah,
that is creepy.
Little chicken yeah. like that, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
I think it was you.
It wasn't me. I've been behind the bar all day, sir.
Been behind the bar? What do you do? Do you sell liquor there?
We sell daiquiris.
You sell daiquiris?
Yes, sir.
I thought this was a market.
No. We sell daiquiris and food. We're a restaurant bar.
Yeah. Do you have them... those tequila shots?
Yeah, we got tequila shots. $3.
$3?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want to have some shots with us?
I can't do it while I'm working. Maybe when I get off.
You know, okay. Yeah, maybe you can come over and we can have a sex party and tell sex stories.
I'm okay on that one, but...
Yeah,
I'll take some shots like with you, but I'm not coming over.
Gentleman. You're okay, like you want to? Is that what you want?
What?
Are you okay, like yeah, like let's do it, kind of thing?
No, okay, like I'm fine. I'm not gonna do that. But.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not gay if you're just a little bit curious.
I'm fine.
I mean, we can.
I got some customers coming in right now.
We can show each other our private parts.
Well, I have some customers coming in, and I'm sorry, guys, about the whole wedgie incident, but I gotta go.
They're coming in your ass.
Can you put the customer on the phone, please?
Are they coming in your asshole? You little barking spider. Oh yeah, the barking spider. Yeah.
I thought it was the market.
It was. That's what it says. Wet Willie's City Market. He said Wet Willie's. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's the bar. They have food and drinks.
Bullshit, right? Bullshit. Hey, more on this same block here. Now we're calling a lot of bars and a few restaurant machines. Here's Magnolia Carriage Company. Let's see if that's horse carriage. I'm not sure. Pulling it up on Google. Google says the domain is for sale, so they might not even be in business. Anyway,
yeah,
let's try it because we were recommended by the lady to call the guy to call different horse machine places. So here we are. Baz, I got a second wind. I feel a little better right now. I may go in a little longer. I really wish you'd do a show. I wish I could convince you.
But okay. Yeah, I just
all right.
Can't do it. I got to pick the kids up from school in a couple hours. And
whatever.
Magnolia Carriage.
Yeah, this is horse carriage?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling from United Animal Hospital Veterinary Machine, and we're performing...
Where is United Hospital Animal Veterinary Machine?
We're in Rome.
Rome,
Georgia. We're performing surgery on a Lipizzaner. I'm sorry, I'm in the ER room. Let me step back a little bit. Excuse me, guys. I don't know if you can hear me. It's kind of loud there. They're working on a Lipizzaner. It's a very famous Lipizzaner. And it's gotten sick, and we need a blood transfusion. We're hoping maybe we could test some of your horse machines out and see if they batch the blood type. And we would be willing to pay or, you know, trade services for you if you'd like. For us to be able to get some matching blood for the Lipizzaner horse it's gonna die in a few hours if we don't get it. This.
I thought it was having cardiac arrest like 5 minutes ago.
No. It's gonna die if we don't get it done. We need to get it done.
There is no United Vet Clinic in Rome, Georgia.
United Vet Horse Clinic Hospital Machine.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. I just talked to you on my other line.
You said
I'm not giving you any horse blood. I don't know what your deal is. I'm sorry if you've got a horse that's dying.
Please, come on. Listen, it's going to die. And you said to call the other places in town, and you showed up as a different place, different address. That's why I called this number. Now, don't come at me acting like I'm a piece of shit now, okay? You told me call the other places in Savannah, and this came up as another place. Don't be like that. If you have,
there's not even a United Vet Clinic in Rome, Georgia.
We're outside of Rome. We're in the process of getting certification.
Oh yeah, no, we're definitely not interested. Thank you.
Hey, but we know what we're doing.
We're not even certified. Oh shit! No. It's like, oh no,
red flag, red flag.
Oh no, at home vet hospital. That's definitely a
running it out of our garage.
I don't know if doing I don't know if for a vet to do that it'd be a felon. I know for people like in Miami, there's these a lot of nurses like on the side. They'll do plastic surgery really cheap using shitty stuff. Like they'll make their own.
Yeah.
Whoops! They came to the peeing. I got to the end of the horse surgery. Yeah, they do the Botox themselves, and they're doing like ass lifts and stuff, and they're using Fix-A-Flat and shit like that.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah,
and the people get these, they get these complications from the shit that they put in.
Yeah, the least of which,
and end up going to the real hospital.
Yeah, the least of which I've seen is like it getting lumpy and fucked up. The worst case scenario is like their ass completely disintegrates. And rots off and falls off. Yeah, it's like a lot of transgender. That's what I'm looking for. Transgender do that in Miami if they don't have enough money. And a lot of strippers too. It's crazy. It's a Vice documentary. Man, I love Vice. I don't know if you ever watch the
Vice. Oh, hell yeah. I love that network. Yeah. And did you see they had HBO had a Vice series,
Yeah, they did about HBO? They did like 9 or 10 episodes. Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah, I watched every one of those. Those were awesome.
Yep. Yeah, they did pretty good. Yep. Moving right along. Cupcakes. How about some cupcakes? What?
I still need to watch that Sochi one you were talking about.
Yeah, Sochi one's pretty good. Then there's another one now. Who were those chicks? Pussy Riot. They were doing a demonstration at Sochi during the Olympics, and they were getting beat up by Cossacks, like, some kind of private militia that Putin, the Cossacks go way back to like the days of the original, Russian Revolution when they overthrew the czars and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anyway. And I'm still in the middle of watching that Oliver Stone, unwritten history, their untold history of the United States. It starts at World War II and ends at the Obama presidency. And he gets really into there's some factual errors. It is Oliver Stone. He does skew left, of course, but he does a pretty good job of explaining. I'm at the point now where it's, Eisenhower is about to be elected and then JFK after that. I'm really excited to watch that. That's what I'm going to do after I get out of here with you. In a few minutes, I'm going to see if I can catch up, watch the rest of those today.
Where's that? Is that on?
It's on Showtime.
Netflix or something?
It's on Showtime.
Okay.
And they're all, if you have Showtime on demand, you can catch them all. They're still on demand right now. So if you got that feature,
just download the torrent or something.
Yeah, that too. All right, good luck with that. Who did I say was going to call? There's a circuit.
I don't know.
Oh, cupcakes. That's what I was getting at. Cupcakes. Sweet Carolina cupcakes in Savannah, Georgia. Giving out all the info so you guys can call after and say, hey, you got prank called by this guy, Carlito. This is his website. Call the police and point the finger at him.
It's his fault.
Carolina Cupcakes, how may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, boy?
I'm good.
Are you, what's your name?
My name's Cadell.
Is that a girl's name or a boy's name?
It's a boy's name.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so the cupcakes you have there, do you have the black and white ones, the mixed black and white?
No, but we start those next season, actually. That'll be in about 2 weeks.
So all your cupcakes are segregated now?
No.
Thank God.
Great.
Yeah, do the chocolate cupcakes go in the back of the case?
No, they go right up in the front.
Okay, actually,
next to the chocolate with vanilla,
uh-huh.
And next to the vanilla with vanilla, and next to the vanilla with chocolate is equal opportunity cupcakes over here.
Oh, what's your favorite one, the pink one?
Holy crap.
What's your favorite one, the pink one?
One of them, yeah.
Okay, or the rainbow colored one, maybe, right?
Yeah,
that's a nice one, right? You like that?
It's okay.
I use the upside down triangle. the pyramid with the eye on the top of the pyramid, and it's separated, like the back of the dollar bill. Because I'm fucking Illuminati, man.
Oh, great. Good for you.
Yeah. I do all the Baphomet stuff and all that. Yeah. I'm a Freemason.
Cool.
Yeah. Freemasons get a discount here. We come in and just, you know, we're like, hey, we want that. So do you sell by the dozen?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
All right. I'd like, let's see, 8 vanilla and 4 chocolate. The 4 of them I want in the back of the box, though, separate from the white ones.
Separated? Okay. Yeah.
If you have any brown ones, you can kind of mix them in. We'll figure it out, you know?
Okay, so you
down
want
the line.
8 vanilla with what kind of frosting?
It depends how, if it's a lighter vanilla, if it's a lighter brown one, lighter chocolate, you know. Yeah, if it's lighter, if it has blonde hair, maybe you can bring it over. But if not, keep an eye on it, you know, keep an eye on it. Maybe let it.
Okay. In the blue eyes, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Okay. When do you want these for?
For tomorrow morning, yeah.
Tomorrow morning. That is the 27th.
Yeah.
All
right, honey baby.
I'm sorry?
All right, honey baby. Thank you very much.
Hey, can you put some swastikas on the blonde cupcakes?
Yeah, definitely. We can do that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I want
that. Would be good. Yeah. So we want the swastikas on those, and then I want some other cupcakes. I want 3 cupcakes lined up in a row, and I want each cupcake to have the letter K on it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so.
You can do
and then you'll have that on one side of the box, well, and then the swastika
make, like,
on the other
triangle.
Side.
Do you want that on top of the ones with the K?
It yeah, then I want to. The, I want the decorated cupcakes separated. I want the dark cupcakes to be in the back with some barbed wire fencing
Great.
Them in.
Hey, buddy, do you mind
Is that possible?
1 second, please?
Well, hurry the fuck up, please. I don't have all fucking day.
Great. 1 second.
Beep, beep, beep.
Hurry.
B. You think it'll be a long time? Or I think it'll be pretty quick. What do you
think? I think he's just fucking with us. He's not coming back.
We'll see. We'll call the Savannah B Company. I'm just going to say B.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, sorry about that. I had some, you know, real people ordering cupcakes. Okay. Oh, who are we calling now?
Well, connect to
someone. Savannah B. Broughton Street. This is Sarah.
Yeah, Savannah B Company?
Yes.
B, 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 B.
And B.
B, B. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, B, 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 you know?
Can I help you with something, sir?
No, just B, 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 you know?
You got that?
She got it. Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah, cupcake guy, are you still there?
Hey, cupcake.
I'm still here, buddy.
Hey, cupcake.
You guys are actually entertaining me. You're making my day right now. I needed a break, so.
Can we call you cupcake?
You can call me cupcake.
All right.
Lots of people call me cupcake.
All right. You ever go to the Copper Penny?
Not really.
What is that? What is it? Can you?
It's some clothing store. There's someone that works there. She's not very nice. So.
Oh, what's her name? We'll.
Oh, why?
What?
Is she a cunt? I'm sorry.
No. I didn't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can
help you with that.
Nah, I'm good. Hmm. Oh, who are we calling now?
Okay. We're calling over there. You be quiet so you don't get in trouble.
Calling the bitch.
All right.
Good afternoon, Copper Penny Savannah. This is Vanessa. How may I help you?
Hey, big girl. How you doing, big Vanessa?
What's up?
Oh, hey, you know girls taste like copper pennies down there, I heard. I wouldn't know.
What?
I said girls taste like copper pennies down there, I heard, but I wouldn't know.
Well, what does that mean?
Because I wouldn't know. I like men. I never tasted a girl down there, but I heard girls taste like copper pennies. Yeah, she agrees. You know what I'm talking about, right, Cupcake?
Yeah. Is she hanging up?
Yeah, she hung up. Is that the bitch? Is that her?
Oh, she's not as fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want anybody fucking with our little cupcake.
Yeah, don't mess with
the little cupcake. So we'll take care of it for you.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so nice.
We got your back.
Yeah.
You're pretty awesome.
Do you
live in Savannah?
No. No.
Really?
We're around the country.
Around the country?
Around the world.
Around.
Actually, around the world, to be honest with you.
Yep. Who we got now?
I live in Guam.
I forgot. All right, folks, that's not working.
We have reached 629.
Oh, they're boring.
Yeah, exactly? You like Indian food, Cupcake?
Yeah, I love Indian food.
All right, watch this.
East of India.
Yep.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, just watch this. It's cool what he's going to do.
Are they open now? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I can Google for you.
No, I got it.
Great. This is India. How may I help you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
I want to make an order, please.
Do I have a name?
Yeah, this is Cross.
Okay, enjoy it.
Okay, one chicken tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one garlic naan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one banchud.
What's that?
Banchud.
Can you spell that for me?
B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D.
No, we don't have that.
Do you have sister, Marichod? That's mother. You have mother child? Marichod? Motherfucker him.
Oh, dear.
I was asking if you had motherfucker.
No.
Usually they get mad, man. Indians get real mad. They say curse words.
It's funny.
Hey, motherfucker. He hung right up, didn't he?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not you. The other guy. The Indian guy.
Yeah, I think the other guy.
We're calling Pac-Wan. Never heard of them?
Nah. I don't even know what that is.
Fuck them.
Is that Indian?
Well-versed in Asian.
That's it. Savannah only has two Indian restaurants. Are you for real?
Your call.
I thought Savannah was like a real progressive town. What's going on, man?
It is.
Not really.
Why not?
Is it it's the most liberal that Georgia gets, right? Wouldn't you say?
Pretty much than Metro Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, Metro Atlanta. True. True that. The big cities, the liberals, Democrats all love those big cities. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna wrap it up here. Hey, thanks Cupcake for being on. You can go to
welcome.
You go your phone, open up madhouselive.com. It'll explain everything for you. You got that?
Madhouselive?
Yeah, .com.
Madhouselive.com.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That sounds cool. I'm totally checking this out right now.
All right, big guy.
We have a chat room.
Be on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you.
You have to pay us $23.
Yep.
$23 specifically, not like $23.55.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, I have to email you a waiver too, like a form.
How dare I be ridiculous? Yeah.
We'll take care of it. I'll get with you. All right, go to the website.
I am.
See
you.
Bye, Cupcake.
Yes, Cupcakes, if you know what I mean.
All right, that was Cupcake. Hey, Brad, you're back. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I had a Pepsi. I feel better now.
Oh, good, good. Did you want to do a show? Because I'm wrapping mine up, and Baz is like, I can't do another one.
Yeah. What a pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep the show for another couple hours.
Okay. Well, can you take over and drive the ship? I'm going to flake out here soon. I know it.
No, actually, I got to get some things done. I have to go to the library and Krispy Kreme.
Also, you have to get things done, and you're not a pussy, and I do, and I am. I see how this works.
All right, I'll do it. Victory Square. Let's see what they have here business-wise. Or maybe another city. I'm kind of tired of Savannah, Georgia. Name a city, guys. Come on.
South Carolina.
Where did South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. Mm. What's in South Carolina?
About Akron. Akron, Ohio.
No, South Carolina.
No, I don't care. I always say that. That's where the haircut places were from, so we already did South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then fine. Akron, Ohio, then. Akron, Ohio. All right, zooming in, going to Martin Luther King Boulevard in Akron, Ohio. Let's see if there is one. I suspect there is in Akron. Yep. Okay, I'll name off stuff. Here's a Ronald McDonald House. Probably not. Triple A Auto Club. The Akron City Center. A bank, no. Jewelry, no. There's a YMCA. Let's try that.
Huh. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
So Brad got his computer fixed. Isn't that great, Baz?
Mm-hmm.
He put an AMD Pentium.
It's got three Pentiums in it.
Pentium 5.
Triple Pentium.
Thank
Thank you for calling your Akron Area YMCA. This is Heather. How can I help you?
Hey, do you guys have a rule about the showers? Are they divided?
What location are you looking for?
In Akron, of course. That's why I was calling you. Where you are there, honey, little hot pants.
You know what? Hmm? I'm an office.
You're an office?
I am.
Oh, wow. You're a little sexy thing, aren't you? I bet. You got a nice dress on?
Are you wearing high heels?
I just got a tight little package.
Type.
This is the Associated.
Fine, assholes. Okay, moving right along. Here's a psychologist. If I can manage to copy the number, I could call it.
Though, this birthplace of the automobile and organized labor was seen as a promised land. For 25 years, Southern blacks migrated north seeking middle-class prosperity. But by the summer of 1967, much of that hope had turned to hopelessness.
That's a story about Akron, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. All right, psychological counseling machine. Yes, hi. Are you wearing tight clothes? Do they show off your body?
Yes.
Very nice.
Sorry, I can't talk now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Now, Kate.
I call a doctor to say that shit. It's probably with a patient.
Goodness, you're St. Bernard.
How you doing, goddammit?
Pardon?
How you doing, goddammit? How are you?
Who's this?
This is Cross. I was calling about services. When are the services and that over there? What time?
Services for?
The goddamn church, you know, on Sunday.
Her. What services?
Services, She'll pick up again. I know it. She has no spine. Why don't you talk to her? Because I can't.
Good afternoon, St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Baz from the corporate office with the church. This is Baz from the corporate office with the church. We've gotten some complaints that you've been rude to customers that call in and ask about services.
What's your name?
My name is Baz. I'm with the corporate office with the church. We're going to take away your franchise rights if you keep doing that to people.
The corporate office of the church? You mean the diocese? Okay, that's fine. Secretly, they call it the corporate office.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Warehouse. All right, let's call them about the meatballs.
Mmm. Yum.
I'm just going to ask for a spaghetti machine like a stupid fucker because that's so funny. Akron, Ohio, everybody. Where the potato chip was invented.
That's absolutely correct.
Is it? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Thank you for calling Spaghetti Warehouse. This is Aaron. How can I help you?
Potato chip was invented right here, huh?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I wanted to order a spaghetti machine. One spaghetti machine, please.
Can I ask who this is?
Well, this is Dean.
Okay. Hold on just a minute.
Fuck.
Actually, the original potato chip is from Saratoga Springs, New York.
God damn it. Bullshit. It's Akron. What'd they invent in Akron then?
Hey, Cupcake's in the chat room.
Oh.
Cupcake. What's up, man?
First mass consumption was in Ohio.
Ah.
Mass production, I mean.
Is that really Cupcake?
Probably not. Yeah. You know.
Hey, if that's you, Cupcake, what's up?
He has a Florida IP, so it's...
It's not. Near- it's a lie. Jacksonville, Florida. South Georgia. I could be right, actually. Yep. That would make sense for what we're calling. Okay, what were we doing? A spaghetti machine, right? All right, I'm calling her back. I don't have time for that.
Hey, Carlito, you want a Twitter complainer? I still have a couple of those left.
Heck yeah. Those are funny. What's the company? Well, let me... Yeah, send them.
It's LG is this one, and I know it's a good number because I got her voicemail last time. That's cool. It's kind of late.
Good deal.
Hello, and thank you for calling Spaghetti Warehouse. Our restaurant is open from 11 a.m. to 10.
That's a restaurant. I thought it was a warehouse thing. I think I've heard of that company before, Spaghetti Warehouse.
Weird. Call your restaurant a warehouse.
I don't know.
Thank you for calling Gojo. If you know your party's four-digit extension, you may dial it now.
Gojo, you know they make that soap shit for people that work with their hands, not like bread.
Gojo, may I help you?
Hey, what's up, honey?
I'm sorry?
How you doing? I had a question about which of your products is the best for lubrication for sex. Don't hang up. Oh, it's true, though. It's a good question.
Thank you for calling Gojo.
And it's nothing to be ashamed about.
That's all we got. It's Gojo stuff here.
Gojo, may I help you?
Listen, all we got, we work at an auto parts place at Napo, all right? All we have for lubricant is this stuff, and we need to have safe sex, you know?
Sir, please don't call again. Thank you.
You have
water. And there's nothing to be ashamed of.
They're non-oil-based soaps. They should work.
We're prude.
God. I'm going to tell her it's not oil-based.
Thank you for calling Gojo. If you know your party's four-digit...
Gojo!
Yeah, it's a perfectly natural biological function.
Everybody knows a mentally retarded person named Joe or Karen. Fact. Or Michael.
Gojo, may I help you?
Listen, it's a non-oil-based lubricant that we need, and these soaps do not have oil, it says, on your website.
Okay, what is it you're looking for, sir?
We're trying to find out which of the products that we all have all Gojo products here in the auto parts, you know, and we're really fucking horny, you know, we've been doing coke and shit like that in the background.
Sir, you're going to have to stop calling here or I will report you. Thank you.
Come on. Man, that's a conservative company, I guess. A bunch of auto parts guys. Yeah, let's fuck. Come on, we're going to eat something. What we got? It's either that or mortar oil, I guess. I guess we're going to have to do the well, that's oil-based. We can't. I forgot to mention that. We would have used mortar oil, but it says that it'll eat the condom.
What about bearing grease?
That's oil-based too, buddy. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, let's call a newspaper and laugh at them for being so September 10th. That's probably not a nice thing to say. Laughing at for being so 90, so 80s. There we go.
You actually have print newspaper.
Thank you for calling the Akron Beacon Journal. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or choose from the following 8 options. To dial by name, press 1. If you are calling concerning the delivery of your newspaper or with a question about your subscription,
I got a new
press
story.
2. If you are a business calling about advertising, press 3.
I'd love to hack into this thing and just change all these prompts.
To speak to the newsroom or a reporter, press 5.
There we go.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Calling about paper. What the fuck? It's 2000.
Beacon Journal Newsroom.
Yeah, I'm calling in with a hot story for you guys. I don't know if you guys have a good... Are you a reporter? Or?
Well, what's the story about?
It's really big with Akron, like the local politics. It's going to shake up everything here.
What's it about so I can direct you to somebody?
It's about the mayor.
Hold on 1 second.
And the police.
The Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com.
I like how he goes, hold on.
Another one of these guys.
I saw a UFO. I swear.
Hi, you've reached Stephanie Wardsmith. Please leave a message and I'll get back with you.
Oh, the big...
Her name is Stephanie Wardsmith? Seriously?
Just tell him the big story is that Prince
Thank
is...
Thank you for calling the Akron Beacon Journal.
I was going to tell her that... Tell him that...
Wait this, while I transfer your call.
The story is the Beacon Journal is a piece of shit.
Do it.
Beacon Journal Newsroom.
Listen, I got a voicemail. It's very important. I got to tell you before it happens.
Well, Stephanie is our political reporter.
Right, I'll tell you. Just you, listen. You gotta, don't tell anyone. You got to promise not to tell anybody except for her. And don't tell who you got the info from or anything, all right?
All right.
All right. It's that the Beacon Journal is a piece of shit. It's a fucking piece of shit, you know? It's an asshole fucking shit.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, whatever. He's got to be professional. He's like Walter Cronkite over there, the Walter Cronkite of Akron.
He's depressed now. He's like, you know, he's right.
You have a point. He's like, I can't argue with the facts. Huh? Stop the presses.
We've suspected that for quite some time.
Stop the presses. Anonymous man says print media is a ship.
Now they're going to go to a strictly digital format.
They're going to announce a completely digital subscription plan and nothing else. I think I'm done. No more convincing, no more hoping, praying, nothing.
One more.
Oh, please.
I posted it. You said you did.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably not going to answer, but, you know.
Okay, all right, we'll try. What was the, how she the customer
service? She's complaining about LG Electronics.
Anything from them again? Electronics. Okay, got it, man. Yeah.
They have shitty customer service.
They do, it's true. I don't know. I don't have any LG products. What am I talking about?
Just say you're with LG and you don't appreciate it.
No.
Legal department. She's got to take her tweet down.
Legal. I'm with LG machine.
She's never there.
What a bitch.
God.
Hello, you've reached Elizabeth Baxter. I'm unavailable.
Oh, man, I really love those Twitter complaints, you know? I'm going to try one more time, just for the shit. All right? Just for the shit, buddy. Don't worry. I don't know, Bradley.
Good one,
though. All right, we'll do another one.
Yeah, those Twitter complainer calls are great because you're calling people that are already annoyed and irritated about something.
Yeah.
And then you just stir them up even more.
Yeah, Brad's done a lot of good ones. I've had a few, like that, the driving one, whatever that driving company is, you know, the taxi alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Where the lady went ballistic. You made a YouTube video for me of that, Brad. It was really good.
They just take so long to get the info, and then half the time they don't answer.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they work during the day. Yeah.
When they do, it pays off pretty good.
Brad, how about a survey call at Hearst & Circle K? That'll cheer you up. Yay!
Right. So, some lady, I just noticed her tweet today from my show the other night. She's like, she tweeted at Sears, asking why she received harassing phone calls, and she called the cops, and her next step is to see if any reporters might be interested.
Oh, yeah.
And she's traced the number.
Dude, you've already been on TV. You were on MSNBC, weren't you? That was so awkward. Anyway, I'm sorry, Brad. That was rude of me to say that you were on TV once. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please don't do that. Not on the air. Come on.
Sorry. I stumbled on it once on YouTube. Anyway, Summit County Historical Society. Gonna ask about the slavery and all that. So, did we ever get an answer? Did Australia ever have slavery? Because I called over there and tried to find out. No one would give me an answer, yes or no. I would think they did.
Yeah, let me do a little research here.
Summit County Historical Society.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to do a research thing here. Can you look it up for me, please?
I'm sorry.
I command you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I command you to look something up for me, please, in the county records there, the historical records.
That's funny.
All right, well, I'll let you know what I got. So it's the question that I got here on the test. Is how many African Americans from Summit County died in the Vietnam War?
Are you serious?
The answer I put down is not enough.
Oh my God, what is wrong?
But I don't think that's appropriate. Do you think you give me a better answer than that?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Rex, Rex Millionaire. She fell.
Well,
she fell
down
a hole.
Here's why you didn't get any answer about history of slavery in Australia. She
fell down a hole.
Dirty secret. Says here, shackled, flogged with kangaroo hide whips, and raped at will, Australia's slaves died by the thousands. Between 1842 and 1904, more than 60,000 men and boys from the South Pacific Islands were kidnapped and brought to Australia to work as slaves on plantations.
As late as 1904? Are you serious?
And yeah, what it says. It's an LA Times article.
And they were a Commonwealth, possession at that point. They were straight up British. And the British were all like, huh, you know, during the Civil War, they were like, you know, oh, God, how archaic your slavery thing. And they still promoted, well, they still had possessions that did that. What about Canada, where there's slaves? There were no slaves in Canada. The slaves escaped to Canada a lot of times.
Yeah.
The whole Underground Railroad went from the United States through up to Canada as supported by Miss Harriet Tubman.
Tribble and I were having some fun last night calling people on the Isle of Wight and, you know, in the UK.
Yeah.
And telling them that we moved in down the street, and I was asking them if they would be accepting of my black wife, Letitia.
Those are weird people. You know, there's also the Isle of Man.
Yeah, we called them too.
You've called them? Yeah.
We asked them if it was founded by ostracized homosexuals.
The Isle of Man. Okay. Here's Portage Service and Beverage. What's Portage? Anyone know what Portage is? I don't know.
That's like when you
like a wine thing.
When you portage something, you're moving a boat across some kind of a barricade or a barrier. Huh. Like portaging a boat across a treacherous stretch of river or something like that.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Portage Service up here.
Portage, huh?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Hello?
What's the portage about? You take my boat and push it down for me through the creek? Will you do that for me?
What?
Will you push the boat down for me to the creek, down through the creek, so I can get around the heavy water? Is that what you do?
What you talking about?
You're a motherfucker, you know that?
You asshole, you shit.
Yeah, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch, what you talking about, son of a bitch?
Your mother, I'm talking about. Go fucking her.
You got a long mother, motherfucker.
Your mother, too. Yeah, whatever. I heard he sounded ethnic, so I figured. First United Church of Christ. I think I already called them once. Oh, too late now. Portage is the name of the street in this town that we're calling. Here's Mature Services Incorporated. Mature Services. M-A-T-U-R-E. I have no idea what they do. Maybe like some kind of senior living place? I don't know.
Yeah, they change your adult diapers. And
I say we get sexual, dirty, kinky sexual with them, right?
Fuck yeah.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling Mature Services. If you know your party's extension, dial it now.
Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
Mature Services, how can I direct your call?
Yeah, hi. Do you have any girl-on-girl action there today?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Do you have any, can I speak to a charge nurse, please?
Sure, one moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Mature Services Avenue to Recovery. That's really how may I direct your call?
Are you the charge nurse?
No, I'm not.
I need to speak to the charge nurse.
She isn't in today, but I'm going to see if I can get someone else.
Who's
for
the
you.
Head nurse in the machine? Right? Who's the head nurse in the machine?
Okay, do you want her voicemail? Or would you like to talk to someone else? But she's not in today.
Why not?
Hold on, I'm gonna let you talk to Nicole, okay?
Hang on, before you do that, who's in charge today, just in charge?
Hello?
Yeah, who's in charge today? Who's in charge?
That's why I'm trying to transfer you to them now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling Mature Services Avenue to Recovery. This is Nicole speaking.
This is Mature, the Mature Service Machine, right?
I'm sorry?
This is Mature Services?
Yeah, this is Mature Services. This is Avenues to Recovery, more specifically, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
What can I help you with?
Are you the charge nurse? Are you in charge today?
I'm sorry?
Are you in charge today?
There's
multiple people here that do different things. So, but what can I help you with?
Well, I'm going to be delivering some stuff today. I got some medical supplies, some catheters, and disposable adult diapers. It says here. I'm still at the warehouse. I'm on the computer wrapping up some stuff real quick before I head out there. And,
okay.
So I wanted to bring by that stuff, but I just wanted to see if I can get exact information.
I don't know what's going on in the background.
I'm watching a movie. Hang on, you can hear that? I'm sorry. Let me turn that down a little bit. I'm sorry. I was watching CNN.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. When I get to I already GPSed it and I figured out where I need to go, but from there exactly, where should I deliver supplies? Do you have a loading dock or?
Who are you supposed to be? Do you have a name you were given?
To the charge nurse, it says.
The charge nurse?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you on hold for one second.
Okay? This is my favorite part right here. She knows what she heard, right, guys? She knows.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Heard. Yeah.
She I got a boner.
She heard SEX.
I think she's touching herself now.
She heard SEX sex.
Probably made her sad.
Thank you for calling at your services.
I'm watching CNN over here.
Dial it now. For Avenue.
Can I talk to him? Is this Mature Services again?
Yeah. Do you want porno or no? God.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience.
No problem.
Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you want sound effects, Baz, or no? Are you good?
Yeah, well, sure.
Which one? I got all the ones you got, I think.
Actually, how about no sound effects?
Okay.
I just want to see if they can provide some services, different types of services.
It's taking too long.
It's taking a long time.
Shut up, Brad.
Sorry, I forgot it's not my show.
Anyway, I got Brown Gus. I don't know what that means. Brown Gus, everybody. Here it comes.
Brown Gus.
Brown Gus. Brown Gus on the calling phone and the pasting and the green button and the ad end. Oh, yeah. Hey, we can call Swap Shop, motherfuckers, right? Yeah, man.
Hi. You've reached the home of Pastor Gus Burns.
Fuck that. No answer there, but hey, Brad left. He dropped off. You know how he is. He doesn't even say goodbye or nothing. He just says,
I know.
He's like a little turtle, like a turtle, you know? Anyway,
yeah.
Look, I think with 78% certainty, I have found the toll-free line that I was looking for last week for the night vision glare glasses that they say you can drive at night with the glasses on, you know? And see you better.
Nice.
Motherfuckers. I think I finally found a number to talk to a human because that's what I was trying before. I tested it and it told me it was going to transfer me to a person. So let us see. Prepare yourself.
Hello and welcome to the Nightview NV order and information line. Here, you'll get the best deals on Nightview, the top selling night vision glasses today. We provide a secure and easy to use.
You see, when I call that number from Skype, it takes me to that. If I call it from my cell phone, however, it actually takes me to somebody. The only way that I can figure to do, I don't know where my cell phone went. It was here. But the only way for me to do that is I could do the cell
phone.
Call
it through Google Voice or something.
That too, yeah. But now I don't know where my cell phone is. I was just going to put my cell phone on speaker and do it. But alas, I have lost my cell phone. So I don't know. They route Skype calls differently, apparently. I don't know.
They must, yeah. Maybe they get more, pranks and nuisance calls through Skype.
Probably. All right, here's a family looking for a good washer and dryer and two dressers to buy. Two dressers.
And also, Brad posted another Twitter complainer. If you look at 3:21 p.m. on the Skype chat.
Okay, there was another one there. Okay.
Yeah, a woman complaining about Walmart.
Okay. Right before we lost him, apparently. Okay. The Walmart, what does it take to get some decent customer service? And then the hashtag not happy. Here we go.
Should say, like, yeah, we get complaints like this from women all the time. It's pretty common. Uh-huh. Get sexist with her.
Please leave your message.
Trying again. We have an alternate number for them that we will try. While we're waiting for that, we're looking for an infant boy clothes. Looking for infant boy clothes in great condition.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail.
And any other items for infant boys, please text or call. Well, we're going to call. Sorry, I can't do country. Let's bounce her real quick here. Try her again real quick. While we wait for that, someone has for sale 4 one-day passes to Dollywood. Oh, we already talked to her. Ooh. We are out of numbers, I think. Oh, no, they're reposting. Never mind.
You have reached a voicemail box of 4, 2, 3.
All right, here's someone who will babysit any shift in her home or his. We don't know if it's a he or she. There's no name. References provided as well. We can go over the references. Baz, are you with me? Would you like to be my gay boyfriend with a baby adopted?
Yeah, absolutely.
A baby machine? All right, good. See if we can get someone to pick up. We can do it.
Where are these numbers?
Tennessee. While we're at it, we got a lady named Mary looking for a 20 to 30 gallon fish aquarium. Yeah.
30 gallon fish. She's looking for one?
Yeah, she needs one. She cracked hers. Bouncing her, trying her again. Someone has a scooter for sale. Power chair lift for the back of the vehicle. Slides in comfortably. I like the sounds of that. Still no answer. Try on the chair lift machine.
So what time is it in the UK? It's about 8:30 p.m., right?
Yeah. 8:30 p.m.
Okay. We've had good luck with not UK wake-up calls, but UK goodnight calls.
Yeah, we could try that. All right. Cool.
But they get irritated when you call after about 10 p.m.
Oh, so we'd have to wait a little longer.
Oh, yeah, it's a little too early.
It's usually they're just going to bed and you wake them up. and they're pissed.
Trying Big Mike, who's selling or looking to sell, looking for a set of metal kettle racks. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is that Big Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing, big boy?
And that mud I was fixing to go with there, I don't know if I got to strip down or what.
Oh, yeah, you should probably strip down.
Probably
not. Yeah, you probably strip down all your clothes, get down to your underwear and everything, you know? Maybe even take those off. Yeah, sometimes I just flip my underwear to the side, let the balls breathe a little bit, flap there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for a set
of... It's good.
Yeah, you're looking
It's good for them.
You're looking for a set of metal cattle racks?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do, put your wife in it?
Yeah, I'm going to put her in it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You're going to milk her? You got a nice big heifer?
Huh?
You got a nice big heifer?
Yeah, I'm going to buy me 2 calves here probably next month or so.
Oh, yeah?
And I told me a set of metal cataracts.
Yeah?
I got a set of wooden ones, but I have to... They're going to be harder to fix. Oh.
Are you a motherfucker?
Where are you located at?
Oh, I'm here in Tennessee. Are you a motherfucker?
Hello?
Yeah, are you a motherfucker?
I don't know what that is.
Are you a motherfucker, an asshole, you know? Like a stupid asshole? A stupid person? What?
I don't know what that is ringing.
I don't know. What's going on? Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. I thought that was on your end.
Yeah, is that you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you? That's okay.
Anyway, are you a motherfucker? Are you stupid asshole motherfucker? Is that the problem?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm asking you if you're a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you have sexual relations with your mother then?
Yeah. You fuck your mother? All right, yeah, you're pretty happy. You want to stay on? We're going to call people being dirty and nasty. You want to stay and listen? Okay, yeah, that's a good answer. Hang on, buddy.
Want to make a prank?
Yeah, Mike, hang on, Mike. We're going to call some people. Don't go anywhere, Mike. Baz, I like keeping these guys on sometimes. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know.
This guy's a comic book collector.
You have reached 357-319. Oh,
damn.
That would have been good. Looking for comic
books. I would like to talk to him.
Yeah. Hey, Big Mike, you like them comic books, buddy?
Yeah. I hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do you like those dirty comic books?
Yeah.
What kind of cattle racks you got?
Oh, they're big metal cattle ones. They're really good. Yeah. You put heifers in there and everything, and we would fist them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I would put like a handful of antibiotics in my hand. I make a fist, and I stick it all the way up the cow's asshole, and I let it open my fist, and all the vitamins and stuff would get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do it with your hand. You put your hand up their asshole, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever try that?
You have to get it into the last stomach because they have, like, what, 4 of them, I think. So.
Like for a long wheelbase truck or a short wheelbase?
You want a long wheelbase truck?
Oh, it don't matter. As long as I steal racks, that's all that matters.
Yeah. How big is your wife?
Automatic voice message system.
Yeah, how big is your wife?
Is she a big girl?
Say what now?
I can see why you wouldn't want a wooden cattle rack, because if your wife is a big girl, they might break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got them big ones. You know, they're strong. They're made out of metal.
Yeah, that's what steel. I want. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you located at?
I'll let Cross answer that question.
We're in Memphis, but we travel. We go to the public bathrooms, you know, and we fool around in public bathrooms. Every week we go to a different one, and all the men in the area go to the bathroom, and we put holes in the bathroom wall. You know, we watch each other shitting, pissing, and jacking off, and everything. He's gone now. If he understood that, I guess. He was just staying on there like a motherfucker.
And he still is asking about the cattle rack.
Yeah, he's really wanting the fucking things. Shit and piss. Oh, yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. All right. What's up with Ann Arbor, Michigan? right outside of Detroit. Still pretty hard hit, isn't it? I think Ann Arbor. I don't know.
Probably.
University of Michigan's there, so it can't be done that bad.
With the Wolverines.
Right. Okay, let's get a close look here. The Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum.
Find some hands-on things there.
Yeah, there we go. We'll get hands-on, right? You can put your hand on the say, I'll put my hand on the ass of the girls when I'm walking around. Yeah. Girls like that when you grab their ass in public. Like, you don't even know her. You're like, hey, that's a nice ass. They're like, oh.
Like, give it a little squeeze.
Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum.
Yeah, I really like your place. It's really hands-on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was there and, like, I saw a cute girl and I came behind her and said, hey, how you doing? And I, you know, grabbed her behind a little bit, squeezed a little bit, you know, and she's like, oh, hey, you know, and I got her phone number and everything. It's hands on. Baz, you try.
Yeah.
It's like, click.
Ann Arbor Hands On Museum.
Yes, hello. My name's David Snoswell. I'm going to be visiting Ann Arbor, and I just wanted a little information about your museum. I'm thinking about bringing my family through.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Yeah, so are you allowed to touch anything in the museum? So
yes.
How does it work? Can you explain it to me?
All the exhibits are interactive, science and technology oriented. So there will be a label telling you what to do, and you'll push a button or manipulate it in some way.
Oh, wow. Cool. What happens when you push the button? I mean, is there like an explosion or anything like that? Do you have any things that blow up?
No.
My son, he loves to blow things up.
We have rockets, but they don't actually blow up.
Oh. Yeah. Do they shoot up into the sky?
They go up and
explode into the ceiling?
They're on wires. They go up like two stories.
Oh, okay. All right. Are they pocket rockets? Do you have those?
Nope.
No? Because my son, he's 14. He likes to get his hands on his pocket rocket, if you know what I mean. So is that okay if he does that there at your museum? We're just trying to get some information.
Why are you doing this?
What do you mean? I'm just calling for information.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, bye.
Hold on, let me turn the TV down.
why are you doing that?
Why?
I just want to try to conduct normal business. Just conduct normal business with that shit going on. Just to
That's
see
great.
How,
it's hilarious.
How women react, or even men, you know? Even men. Here's the Firestone Complete Auto Care Store. I'm going to play it really loud on these guys. And see if they stop me. I'm just going to do it just to be like, I'm going to be legit. I'm going to ask for a certain tire size.
Thank you for calling Firestone Complete Auto Care. To better serve you, this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Firestone Complete Auto Care, Jerry speaking.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I need to see if you, size tires I need for my son's car, and
what now?
I need to find out what size tire I need for my son's car, and see if you have it in, and for how much.
What kind of car?
It's a 1988 Ford Escort.
Yeah.
It's the two door.
Tell you right now, I do not have them. I apologize.
Do you know what size it is?
165 ADR 13.
Fuck yeah. 165.
I don't have them.
Can I substitute?
Yeah, 165 ADR 13. I don't have any, and I apologize.
Can you substitute a different one with a different wall size?
I don't have anything for that car right now. I do apologize.
Well, how long would it take to get it, let's say?
Next week, midweek.
Do you have a recommendation somewhere else I could go or what I should do?
I've called Discount Tire to see what they might have. Okay.
Discount Tire, you said?
Yeah, why not? Give him a jingle. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. I'm sorry. What was that? What did you say? Hang on, I'm going to call him back. Ask him, what'd you say to do? I was preoccupied.
Thank you for calling Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. The TV was on too loud.
Insurance.
Firestone Complete Auto Care, this is Marco speaking.
What did you say to do?
This is Marco.
Yeah, what did you say that I had to do? I'm sorry, I was busy. I was watching a movie, and I didn't know what you were telling me to do.
What do you, excuse me, you called us.
Yeah, I called. I was talking to some other guy about tires for a 88 Ford Escort.
Okay.
Yeah. He said to do something else, but I was busy.
Okay, hang on 1 second. All right, we'll take a look at you.
That's cool. I got the TV on. Is it too loud? Baz, turn that TV down.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch a CNN back here. You know?
That's almost like a great kind of hopper.
Gary, what did you say to do? I'm sorry. I was kind of listening to you.
Hello?
I
can hardly hear you.
I was kind of listening to you and watching the TV at the same time.
What can we do for you?
You told me to do something, but I wasn't
really. I would call Discount Tire.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I was coming right there and I didn't know what you said.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's an idea. Let's call admissions at a major university playing a porno loop and see what happens with a speaking seriously though, you know, like trying to be serious. That's all I'm getting out of high school. If I could find a number, cause I think all these people do this shit online now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Here's contact us.
Maybe a smaller university or something.
Oh, I found by phone. Here we go. We'll call the main switchboard. I'm sure they'll get me through to someone. Well, you look for one, too. You look for some, buddy. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nunu once had gotten us...
Welcome to the Office of Undergraduate Admissions. For general admissions questions and to check on the status of your application, press 1. For directions to our office...
You have reached the Office of Undergraduate Admissions at the University.
Shut up.
All representatives are assisting other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you. In line, you are caller number
1.
Woohoo! Please continue to hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Oh my
God. All representatives are still busy. Please stay on the line. Your call is very important to us.
Oh my God.
You are caller number
1.
As I'm hungry, I want to go. All I had was 1 string cheese. That's all I've had. Today. I've been up since 8.
Good afternoon, Office of Undergraduate Admissions. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, my counselor said that I could call if I have questions about admission. I'm a senior right now.
Okay.
And, okay. So, I got it written down.
Yeah.
What is the deadline day for the fall semester?
Are you a transfer applicant or a freshman?
I'm going to graduate high school.
Okay, so it was February 1st.
Oh. Is there a late registration?
No.
Oh. What do I do?
You can apply in October for winter.
But all my friends are going in the fall.
I'm sorry, it's You've missed the deadline.
This is bullcrap. Can I talk to your manager, please?
Hold on, please.
Office of Undergraduate Admissions. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Eddie. I'm a senior at Missoula High School.
Yes.
And my counselor told me to call to find out why about getting admission for the fall semester.
Okay.
And the girl was saying that it was too late, that I couldn't do it because of my ethnicity or something like that. She said that I didn't qualify.
Yeah, so what our final application deadline for freshman admission was February 1st. However, you could still apply, but we are only reviewing applications on a space available basis. So because it's nearly almost a month after the deadline, we can't guarantee that your application will be evaluated. But if it's not, we'll let you know about it. That's pretty much what the options are.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sorry, what was that?
Let me turn the TV down. I was watching CNN and I can't really hear you. I'm sorry. So you're saying that I can still get in? All right, great.
I'm saying you can still apply, and we're evaluating applications on a space available basis. So
I'm so angry.
There's a chance that your application will not be evaluated, but they'll let you know if it's not going to be.
I'm so angry. I'm going to piss and turn up my porno all the way up now. That's what I'm watching is porno.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So since it's almost a month past our deadline, we are accepting applications on a space available basis. So you can apply, but there's no guarantee that your application will be evaluated.
What about
and
food?
If it's not, what was that?
What about food? What about it?
So you can still apply, but there's no guarantee that your application will be evaluated because at this point we're only evaluating applications on a space available basis.
Okay. Can you give me like a 50-50?
What was that?
Can you give me like a 50-50? What are my chances? 60%?
Well, I can't give you chances because I don't know anything about your application, but this year we had a record number of applicants for a limited number of spots, so the space is very tight.
I'm cum
loud. If I were you, I would wait until...
I'm cum loud. I'm cum loud.
I would apply for the winter semester.
I'm cum loud at my high school. I'm cum loud. I cum loud.
And that deadline's October 1st, so you would have ample time to complete an app for that.
Hang on just a minute. Just shaking it out. Okay. I think I got it.
Do you have any... Did you get that information?
I think I kind of... Yeah.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
Wait, what did you say? I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so you could still... You could apply for winter term, which would start next January. That deadline's October 1st.
Let me write that down.
Do you have any other questions?
I'm running on my hand. Hang on. Okay, I got it. No, that's it. I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
No.
All right.
Okay, sir, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, you can hear what I'm doing. I'm peeing. I'm in the bathroom.
Hello?
I'm in the bathroom. You know, I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. Well, would you like to call me back?
I think I will, yeah, because I'm not remembering anything you're saying. I'm just concentrating on moving my bowels and my urine, emptying
okay.
the bladder.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She thought it was funny.
All lines are busy. Please hold.
University of Montana?
Yeah, hi. My counselor said to give a call. My name is Eddie, and I am a student at Missoula High School, and I'm going to be getting the cum laude and everything like that, you know? They said. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. And, did you need academic advising?
Well, you know, what I'm needing is, you know, because I wanted to see about going there and talking to someone about the studying, you know, the books and everything.
One moment.
It's making no sense.
Admissions and enrollment, this is Carly.
Yeah, hi. I was calling to see if I could find out. My counselor said to call after school. About admissions here. What? When is the deadline?
The deadline for what semester?
For the, he said fall semester. I guess that's
what was that?
False. I'm watching TV. Is it too loud?
Yeah. I can't hear you.
I'm watching TV. Is it too loud? Hang on. I'll turn it down. Sorry, I was watching the news.
That's okay.
The fall semester, he said to ask about.
Okay, well, we have a rolling admission, so all the way up until the date that fall semester starts. But the sooner you get it in, the better.
All right, so I'm going to go down there and get it in. Should I talk to you specifically, honey, baby?
You can either do the fill out the application online, or you can get a physical application.
And I'm not 18 yet. I'm still 17. I can get started anyway, though, right?
Are you gonna graduate this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still apply.
Yeah, I'm gonna come loud, they said. I'm gonna come loud. I'm gonna come loud, you know?
Okay.
That's why his counselor said, you're gonna be come loud. I'm like, wow, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. So, you know, we get together after school sometimes, you know, we do drugs and stuff. We smoke drugs. Use the bathroom. You know, this is chicken. We chase the chicken around. We start doing methadone. Like, we do mushrooms and make you throw up, you know? We have a farm here with chickens, and the mushrooms grow in the chicken feces and all that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Can I help you with anything else?
There's a public park right down the way. We walk down there, too. We let some of the chickens loose, you know. They just go flying. We say, hey, little chicken. Like that, we play little chicken. We're like, little chicken, come back, little chicken. You know?
Sir, do you have any more questions?
I think I'm good. You said that... The registration ended February 1st, and you'll see the applications on a as space is basis, you said. That's what you said. Right?
Yes.
So you said the deadline was February 1st.
Is that the deadline for what?
For the admissions. Admissions. That's what I wrote down that you said. Admissions stopped February 1st, it says here.
No, for the fall semester, it goes up until the fall semester begins. So the fall semester would most likely begin in August.
That's not what I wrote down here. That's not what you put down. That's not what you put down here. That's not what I wrote down that you said. You said something else. You said that it cut off on February 1st. That's what you said to me.
I didn't say February 1st.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm peeing now. How's that? Does this help me? Does that help me get in?
Does that help me? I think I drank too much old chicken.
Does that help me get in the school? We like to piss and vomit. We make ourselves throw up. We do golden showers together and everything. He wants to be my roommate. He's the valedictorian. His name is Dr. Baz, we call him. He's not a doctor.
Yeah.
He's going to be a doctor.
I'm Dr. Baz. They call me that at school because I'm so smart. I've just been drinking old chicken. It's great.
Well, that's awesome.
You ever try the old chicken?
What's that?
You ever try drink old chicken?
No.
It's a whiskey. It's great.
We live in a farm.
I think I drank too much.
We live on a farm in Michigan. This is what we do for fun. After class, we drink whiskey and call about college.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, man. So maybe when I come down there to take a look, you know, maybe me and you can go, you know, I could take you out. We can hang out. You like the party?
I think it's all out now.
You like the party?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
get down.
You guys have a great day.
Are you
questions about the university?
Are you a three input girl? Are you a three input girl? Bitch. Is she Baz? Right?
I think so, yeah. She sounded like it.
God damn it.
I think she's down for just about anything.
Yeah. I'm going to go now. You extended me. You and Brad, both of you, shame, extended me. Over.
All right. Well, that was my trick, my ploy. So now I don't have to do a show because we went so long.
Oh, yeah. You're a chicken shit loser. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why that was fun, though. Chicken so much. It was fun. I had fun. Thanks for being there, Baz. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, chicken. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, what did we learn today? Carlito is an asshole. He likes to say God damn it to the churches. You already knew that shit, though. The whole. It's true. Anyway, listen, guys. I plan to do a show Thursday tomorrow still, okay? Now, you know, with me, sometimes I flake out. Something happens. I'm like, I don't want to do so, and I don't do it. I would have stayed on another hour, but I got shit that I got to do. I just remembered. So, none of that. But look for me to be on Thursday as scheduled, 10 p.m. Eastern. And stay tuned. You never know. Someone always does a show. Go to istheareashow.com. That's a great site by Dashy. Thank you. All right, everybody. Bye.
You're a real charmer. Bye.